It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
I expected it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military.
I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Do you have a wet basement? You've got a problem.
Not only are you inviting toxic mold, a flooded foundation can raise serious structural issues.
But here's the good news. Jackhammers and backhoes and other drastic measures are probably not in your future if you read our tips for sealing your basement. Hit moneyfit.com, click on ideas and tips, then click repair and improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair question, give us a call right now, 888-MONEYPIT.
Money Pit is presented by QuickCrete's Recap and Home Advisor. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And what are you working on as we roll towards the end of summer? There must be a project or two on your to-do list, because that's why we are here, to help you get those jobs done. If there's a project you'd like to tackle, you don't know where to start, you don't know if you should do it yourself or go with a pro, if you're stuck in the middle, give us a call right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT. We'd love to help get you going again. Coming up on today's show, you know, Leslie, I was talking to a friend this week who told me that he and his wife are planning to replace their concrete driveway with asphalt, which, I mean, they're both nice driveways, but let's face it, I think concrete driveways are a lot nicer than asphalt. And so I was kind of wondering why he was going to do that. And he said that the surface was worn, it was pitted, and kind of got tired of looking at it. So I gave him a driveway solution that he totally didn't expect. And now he's keeping the driveway. It looks fantastic. And I'll tell you what did the trick in just a bit.
All right. Can't wait to hear it. And guys, you know, kitchens are the one place in your house where most of us really do spend an awful lot of time. But if you ever feel like your kitchen cabinets are dated, drab, even dull, it may not always be your favorite room to be in. Well, the good news is that there are options for getting a new look without breaking the bank. Kitchen cabinets can be replaced, refaced, or just refinished. We're going to help you sort out those options.
And now that we've reached September, it's a good time to take a good look at your gutters. They are key to more than just keeping water from overflowing. If yours are in bad shape, there are a few serious structural problems that can result.
All right. But first, guys, we want to know what you are working on. How can we help you get ready for the fall season and, of course, the winter behind it? We want your money pits to be in top shape as everything starts to cool down. So give us a call.
1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Let's get to the phones. Leslie, who's first?
Hi, Fred. Welcome to the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I have a standard toilet. The house was built in 29, so it's, what, 80 years old? It's the type where the tank hangs on the wall, and then you have an L, and then you have, I guess, what do you call that, the bowl? And it started to leak, and so, you know, the old metal was pretty corroded and everything, so we took everything out. We took the tank off the wall. The plumber, who I've been using for many years, cleaned everything up, went the hardware store that handles these kind of fittings, and we just cannot get this thing to work. It leaks.
Where does it leak? Does it leak at the base of the tank where the pipe connects?
In both, yeah. Well, one time we did it, it leaked at the bottom of the tank. The other time it leaked when it went into the bowl.
What kind of a washer are you using, or what kind of a gasket or seal are you using in those two places?
Well, I don't know the technical names of it. You know, the guy at the they look like the same stuff we took off. You know, I'm a musician. I'm not helping these things.
Well, this shouldn't be that hard to accomplish, and it sounds like whatever they're using in that gasket space right there is not working. And look, if all else fails, you can simply use silicone here. You could apply the silicone. As you put this together, you seal all of those joints with silicone, let it dry. Try not to touch it until it dries, and then you can take a razor blade and cut off the excess nice and neat and essentially make your own gasket.
Yeah, the plumber mentioned something. He said, the only thing is, if that thing fails and I'm not home, I'm going to have a house full of water.
That's true, but the thing is, once it works, it usually works, you know, continuously. It doesn't usually fail. If you get it right, it's not going to fail, okay?
Yeah, so, in other words, unless I can see some chips or damage on the porcelain or something like that, which I don't see, it should work.
But I would take it apart, and I would seal with silicone each connection as it goes together so that you end up with a good compression of silicone around that. That's the solution, okay? Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888- Money Pit.
Stephanie in California is having a heating and cooling issue. Well, specifically a cooling issue in the bedroom. What's going on?
Oh, we don't know. Right now, we live in a four-bedroom house. Every room in the house except for the master bedroom gets cool in the summer. We have not done a winter yet. This bedroom, the master bedroom, is at least 5 to 7 degrees warmer than any part of the house.
Okay, well, there could be a number of reasons for that. First of all, what side of the house is it on?
It would be on the south side of the house.
The more sun, you know, the more cooling you need. So it's not unusual for a room on the south, the west side to need more cooling power. So let's talk about what you could do to try to improve this. First of all, I would check the airflow at the registers to make sure you're getting good airflow at all of the AC registers. In some cases, systems can be balanced so that they supply more air to one room and less air to another. Just as important is to check the return register, Stephanie, because not only do you have to push cold air into the room, you have to pull the air back so it can be re-cooled. If you don't have a return in the bedroom itself, it's going to be a central return, like in the hallway, perhaps outside of the bedroom. If that's the case, you want to make sure that when you close the door of the bedroom, that there's at least a 1-inch gap under the door, because that's how the air gets pulled back and, again, recirculated. Other things that you can do would be to increase insulation over this particular room. So if there's an attic access above, for example, you could double up the insulation over that, and that would also help to keep it cooler. So I would speak with your HVAC professional initially to try to get the balance working a little bit better. And then if that doesn't work, think about adding some additional insulation. And if that doesn't work at all, the other thing you could do is you could add supplemental cooling to that. I have a room, for example, in my house where I have a split ductless system because it happens to be on the west side in my case, and it overheats. It's far away from the air conditioning system supply, and so I never quite get enough cooling air into this one room to make it comfortable. So we have a split ductless system in there that supplements it. So those are all good options to help even out the temperature of that room in the house. Stephanie, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
All right, I've got James in Massachusetts on the line who's having an issue with an unruly couch. What's going on, James?
About 20 years ago, I bought a beautiful wooden couch, stained a nice dark walnut color. And where you sit on it was cushions that were covered in a fabric.
Were they loose cushions or were they attached to the frame?
They were not attached to the frame. They were loose. The frame is quite beautiful. You walk all the way around the couch. It's probably best seen from behind, where you can see the structure of the wood. It's a very nice couch. But after about 16 years, the cushion fabric wore out, so I had this brilliant idea that I was going to cover the cushions in a faux leather. And now 4 years on, I find that the cushions stick to the wood. Somehow the faux leather, naugahyde, whatever it might be, is leaching the stain right out of the wood. It's... The rest of the wood, where the cushions don't touch it, is still as beautiful as it ever was. But where the cushions touch it, now it is all tacky. It does not transfer onto the cushions themselves. I can touch the cushions, and they do not feel sticky. Is there a solution besides taking this thing down to bare wood?
It's possible, and that's probably because of the same reason you'd see it in the kitchen, which is moisture. Not saying that the cushions are wet, but because the cushions have, you know, a texture to them that is also smooth, if that makes sense. You know how leather or even, you know, artificial leather, when you sit on it, it like gets warmed up and then you kind of stick to it. Like, I feel like you're probably getting the same thing just in the area where you're getting the contact from the finish to the actual fabric itself. Now, what you could do, if you are committing to a specific side of the cushion that will always be the top, you could sew something almost like a canvas or a moleskin or something on the bottom that gives it, you know, more movement, but is also more of a breathable fabric. The only issue is it might come sliding off, but it won't stick.
Oh, that's an excellent idea. So half the cushion would be fabric and the part that's touching the wood.
Right. The bottom side would be a fabric that's more of like a backer or a base, like a canvas or a duck cloth.
Now, these are not only the bottom cushion, but also the back that touches wood as well. So fabric all the way where it touches the wood. Is there anything that can salvage the finish of the wood without just taking it down to bare wood?
Do you find that when you have the cushions off for some time that it sort of re-solidifies or re-cures, or no?
No, it doesn't. It remains tacky. Although I have to admit, I've not tested that out for a great length of time. I mean, like a month or something.
I mean, it might be worth it just to use, not to take it all the way down to bare wood, but to get something like a liquid sander. It comes in a bottle. You'll find it in, you know, any home center in that paint and stain aisle. And then just put that on. You sort of brush it on or wipe it on in the area and just let it have like a little bit of tack to it, and maybe just then hand sand it a little bit with a sanding sponge, and then just apply your stain or your finish to that exact spot, or do that whole railing. It sounds to me like you have like a slatted back and a slatted seat perhaps, so I would just do the boards that have the issues to it, you know, not the rest of the frame.
Sounds like an excellent idea. So liquid sander and fabric on the back of the cushion.
It's worth a shot.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your help.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call anytime at 888 Money Pit, presented by Home Advisor, where it's easy to find the best local home improvement pros for any home project. Download the Home Advisor app today.
And just ahead, you want to restore your old worn concrete driveway, porch, or patio without having to tear the whole thing out? We'll tell you how after this. If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867 for a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models of washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now. That's 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair bills. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. Now you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. And you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Have you ever noticed home projects tend to creep up on you? When that happens, Home Advisor can find local pros to help you get the job done right. With the Home Advisor app, you can get matched with the best home pros for your projects. You can even book and pay for over 100 everyday home projects with just a few taps.
Plus, you can see the tasks trending in your neighborhood. Whether you need a last-minute fix or an exciting new upgrade, HomeAdvisor is standing by, ready to do everything to fix your everything. Download the HomeAdvisor app to get started today.
It's been a long, hot summer, and if the sun, heat, and barbecuing has left your lawn with brown spots or weeds, we found a great solution called Sunday.
Sunday provides toxic-free lawn nutrients shipped right to your door right when you need them. They make lawn care easy and less expensive. I went to GetSunday.com, entered my address, and Sunday created a custom plan based on my soil, climate, and lawn in seconds. Sunday even provided a satellite image of my house with every lawn area mapped out.
With this heat, your lawn needs care and feeding now. Go to GetSunday.com and get started with their summer plan. Sunday products apply with a garden hose, and they'll ship you a custom box with everything you need.
Get started on a better-looking lawn at GetSunday.com. Enter promo code MONEYPIT, and you'll get $20 off their summer plan. That's GetSunday.com, promo code MONEYPIT, for $20 off the summer plan.
Pit is presented by Home Advisor. With Home Advisor, you can see clear upfront pricing, book, and pay for over 100 everyday projects, like unclogging a drain, replacing a window, or mowing the lawn. Download the Home Advisor app today to get started. Home Advisor, they'll do everything to fix your everything.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Hey, we'd love for you to subscribe to the Money Pit Home and Garden Podcast. We've got exclusive content that you can enjoy every single week. Just go to moneypit.com/podcast. We'll take you to your favorite platform, and you can sign up right there.
Wendy in Arkansas, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I have a mobile home. There's no attic space. And recently I had a leak in my roof in my bedroom, and it started out just a water stain on the ceiling. It's approximately 12 inches wide, 24 inches long. But here recently in the past few weeks, it looks like it's growing mold. It's a spot about the size of a dinner plate. That it's real dark black mold, so I'm concerned that it may be black mold. And I don't know is there something that I can do to fix this, like with primer or paint and, you know, maybe bleach or something to kill the mold? Or is it something, am I going to have to replace the sheetrock in the ceiling?
Well, first of all, do you think that you've dealt with the leak, that there's no longer a leak there?
Well, I have a metal roof, and I think what has happened is the rain, it came a really, really bad storm, and it was blowing all different directions, and I think the water actually blew up under the metal on the roof. I don't think it's actually a leak, because I haven't ever had any more
problems. So here's what you need to know. If your ceiling gets stained like that from a leak, you can't just paint over it because the stain will come through. So what you have to do first is you have to prime it. So get an alkyd-based primer or an oil-based primer, water or oil-based, it doesn't matter, and paint over that spot. Then once you've painted over with the primer, then you can put the finish coat on top of that. But the primer has to be done first. If you're concerned that it's mold and you want to make sure it's not, then I would take about a 15 to 20% bleach solution. So maybe like one part bleach, three parts water, something like that can make it a bit stronger. Spray it down in that moldy area, let it sit for 15 to 20 minutes, and then clean it off. And then proceed with the primer and the paint.
Okay. Like I said, I'm concerned. I can't, you know, see the other side of the sheetrock because there is no attic space.
Well, right now it's a fairly small spot, so let's just deal with that. And then move on. I wouldn't make a bigger problem out of it just yet. If we think the leak was a one-time situation, so now we just have to deal with this. You know, it's most likely a leak stain that you're looking at and not mold.
I'm pretty sure it's mold. It one spot, it does look, you know, fuzzy, like, you know, it's a white.
There's a product called a 5-minute mold test, And it's actually a swab within almost like a little tubey thing. And you just swab the area that you think is mold and pop it in there. And you'll actually get a reading within 5 minutes telling you if it's mold. And I think, does it also tell you the type of mold, Tom?
I think it might. And they have a consulting service, too, that they'll follow up with you on the result and tell you what they recommend you do about it.
Okay. Well, great. That certainly helps. I'll give it a try.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, if you've got a worn out or a cracked or just a generally kind of yucky looking concrete driveway, walkway, or patio, that yucky is a technical term. I just want to make that clear.
It's highly technical.
It may seem at first that the only option you have is to totally tear it out and replace it, but that is not the case. So my buddy had a concrete driveway that was cracked, and it was spalled. Spalling is where like the surface kind of wears off, and it usually happens.
So you see a lot of the aggregate?
Yeah, you start to see the stone, and usually it happens because of the rock salt that they use on the roadways. Because, you know, he wasn't really using any kind of corrosive salt in the winter at his house, but, you know, it drips off the car. So wherever you are, if they're using any kind of corrosive salt, it's going to drip on your driveway. And anyway, the surface had just kind of worn, and it was really looking nasty, and his wife was kind of bugging him about it. She didn't like to look at it either. So he's ready to tear it out and go with asphalt. I said, wait a minute. The concrete is structurally sound. It's got a few minor cracks, and that surface we can fix. And I told him about that new Quikrete product called Recap. Pretty amazing stuff. It sticks to concrete like crazy, and he was able to put a whole new surface on it in literally one day. And that looks fantastic, saved him a bunch of money, and he's still got the concrete driveway.
Yeah, you know, Recap is a great solution if you want to renew any sort of old or worn-looking concrete patios, sidewalks, even driveways with a permanent wear-resistant surface at truly a fraction of the cost to replace it. It's a DIY-friendly project. You just mix, pour, and then spread the concrete resurface over that surface as long as it's cleaned with a 3500 PSI pressure washer, and you should let it dry out too.
Yeah, and the key here is Recap's uncanny ability to bond to the old concrete. It's actually four times stronger than the concrete itself. This means that whatever you have resurfaced with Recap, whether it's a patio, a sidewalk, or a driveway, it's going to last a really, really long time, and you won't have to replace it. So good stuff. Highly recommend it for all of those yucky concrete surfaces.
Kathy in Arizona is on the line and needs some help cleaning the garage. What can we do for you?
Well, we bought this house last fall, and the garage floor is, I'm sure, grease from the cars, but I don't know how to clean it up. I'm just wondering if I can do that myself or if I've got to hire somebody to do that.
I think you can do it yourself. What you want to do is pick up some trisodium phosphate. It's known as TSP. You'll see it in the hardware store or paint aisle of a home center. Mix that up into a paste-like consistency and cover the area of the stain. Let it sit for a while and then wash it out. Now, old oil stains are among the most difficult to take up, but it will brighten it up a bit. And if you wanted to be cleaner than that, what I would do is I would wash the floor, let it dry really well, and then paint it. You could use an epoxy painting, garage floor painting system. It's a two-part epoxy that's chemical cured. So you mix the two parts of the paint together, you apply it to the floor, then you wait an hour or two, and it basically hardens right up for you. And then it'll be a lot easier to clean after that.
Okay, but so I can still put that epoxy over if I don't get all this grease up?
No, once you clean up the grease, as I mentioned, the grease may be up, but it might still be stained. And if you wanted to make it look nicer, then you could paint it.
Yeah, because the beginning part of this kit is usually like an etching compound that sort of prepares the floor to receive the coating. So if you can just get the actual grease off, even though the stain is there, it'll prepare it so that it will adhere to it.
All right. Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit, which is presented by Home Advisor. You can download the Home Advisor app to get instantly matched with top local pros for any home project, read reviews, and book appointments for free. Coming up, new kitchens are expensive. Restoring older cabinets so they look new, not so expensive. We're going to share some tips to make your kitchen look great on the cheap next.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on matchingdonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. Matchingdonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to matchingdonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's matchingdonors.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours free when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566 and get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you have someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com. Home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. MatchingDonors.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Connecticut is presented by HomeAdvisor, where it's easy to find top local home improvement pros for any home project. Download the HomeAdvisor app to read reviews and instantly book your pro, or visit HomeAdvisor.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Give us a call right now with your home improvement questions. The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. So, Leslie, I've got this new line of products I've been checking out from Sunday. It's at GetSunday.com. They make non-toxic lawn care products, and I love it because they ship you exactly what you need. You go to their website, put in your address. They actually instantly find your house in all of the, from all the satellite services across
it's
the country.
It's really cool. You put
scary
in your address.
Scary cool, right? Yeah.
And you're like, wait a second, that's my house. Oh, wait, I told you that was my house.
There's my kids playing in the backyard. You know what I mean? It's like, but it's really cool because they can figure out the lawn cover so you don't have to, like, measure. And then they send you exactly what you need to dress up your lawn. And this summer has been so hot, I've been browning out a lot. So I put it on about 2 weeks ago now, actually, and it's really starting to brighten things up. It looks really good. It's getting that fresh green look all over again. So they're giving our listeners a $20 off coupon, too. If you go to GetSunday.com and you enter promo code MONEYPIT, you'll get $20 off. So I recommend you guys check it out because I'm pretty impressed with this company. They're really doing it right. And, again, non-toxic products. You know, when I used to have a lawn service, they would put those little flags that say, keep pets off the lawn, you know, for so many days and things like that. Not with this stuff. Pets and kids can play on the lawn immediately. There's nothing there harmful, totally non-toxic, and it works really, really well.
Well, new kitchens are expensive, but restoring older cabinets so they look new isn't. Now, as long as your cabinets are structurally sound, you know, you don't want them dented or delaminated or anything like that, but if they're in good shape, then they're a good candidate for refacing or painting. So let's talk about those options. Now, kitchen cabinet refacing, that involves replacing the doors and the veneer on existing laminate or wood boxes. And it's really a job for a pro, but it truly is less expensive than getting brand new cabinets. And the quality of the existing cabinetry and the new materials applied also will impact the end product. So if you have really solid original cabinets, this truly could be a great option for you.
And a lot of older cabinets actually are built far better than newer ones. So that's why that is such an attractive option. I love those old birch cabinets. They don't look so great, but, man, they are rock solid. Now, in addition to refacing, you could also simply refinish or paint, and it's becoming more popular now than ever before. I love the fact that there are so many new cabinet designs that are based not on just a clear finish and a beautiful wood tone, but to a nice white or a colonial blue or a beautiful color like that. And you can take those old cabinets that were maybe stained and paint them. Or if you want to restain them, you can. But the first thing you need to do is just kind of check the structure, make sure they're good quality cabinets so you can sand them without anything happening like them falling apart or you cutting through a really ridiculously thin veneer or finding that it's delaminating and you have some other issue to deal with. But once you get them sanded down, you can prime them. And I do recommend you use a type of primer called a high bond primer. Basically, it means it sticks really well. High bond, in other words, it bonds to the surface perfectly. And then I would use an oil-based finish or a solvent-based finish for the top coats, only because it's basically more durable, it's harder, it doesn't chip as easily. And you can redo all of those cabinets, you know, literally in a weekend or two. What I would suggest you do is take all the drawers out, take the cabinet doors off, and basically paint the boxes separate from the doors and the drawers. And again, make sure that you sand them well, you prime them properly, and you can have a beautiful new kitchen without nearly the expense of renovating all those cabinets.
Yeah, and you know what? Once that's done, you can even go further and give the cabinets a little bit more pizzazz. You know, add some new hardware. Think about a different finish. It's okay to mix metals. You know, brass and that sort of like brushed bronze. Like, it's really beautiful in a kitchen space, and I think it sort of modernizes it. So you can actually take a more traditional cabinet and put a more interesting hardware on it, and suddenly it's a completely different look in addition to the new color or the new face on it. So don't stop with just redoing those cabinets. Really give it that next step.
Excellent advice.
Now we're heading to South Dakota where David's on the line. What can we do for you today?
Yes, thanks for taking my call. I just had my 120-year-old house sided with new vinyl siding. I got relatively new vinyl windows, and I'm curious, do I caulk between the J channel and the window frame? on the outside?
No, you don't have to.
Okay, it's not necessary?
No, it's not necessary. It should be watertight the way if the installers put it in correctly. It should be watertight as it is. If it needed to be caulked, they would have done that. I know it looks like there's a big gap there, but that's pretty typical. And you generally don't have to caulk between the back of the J channel and the side of the window.
Yeah, I was just worried about if it rains from a certain angle, it's going to, you know, wick down through that gap and then run behind the siding.
Usually that's pretty tight and that won't happen. I mean, there's no reason you can't caulk it, but I don't necessarily think you have to do it.
Okay, that's all I wanted to know.
Okay, well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Give us a call anytime at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Home Advisor. If you're dealing with a leaky faucet, a cracked wall, or a lawn that for some reason just doesn't mow itself, Home Advisor can match you with the best local pro for every project. So download the Home Advisor app today. Just ahead, good gutters are key to more than just keeping water from overflowing onto your head. They can prevent serious structural problems. We're going to walk you through the best options for new and improved gutters in today's Pro Project presented by HomeAdvisor.com next.
Has summer heat left your lawn with brown spots or weeds? I found a great solution called Sunday. Sunday makes custom, non-toxic, money-saving lawn care products. They ship directly to your door and apply with a garden hose. I went to GetSunday.com, entered my address, and Sunday created a custom plan based on my soil, climate, and lawn in seconds. Get started on a better-looking lawn today at GetSunday.com. Enter promo code MONEYPIT, and you'll get $20 off their summer plan. That's GetSunday.com, promo code MONEYPIT.
Have you ever noticed home projects tend to creep up on you? When that happens, Home Advisor can find local pros to help you get the job done right. With the Home Advisor app, you can get matched with the best pros for your projects. You can even book and pay for over 100 everyday home projects with just a few taps. Plus, see the tasks trending in your neighborhood. Whether you need a last-minute fix or an exciting new upgrade, Home Advisor is standing by, ready to do everything to fix your everything. Download the Home Advisor app to get started today.
Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy, and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and the how-to videos at pavestone.com.
Do you have a home improvement, decor, or remodeling project and don't know where to start? Start right here. Connect with Tom and Leslie by calling 1-888-MONEYPIT. Presented by Home Advisor, the fast and easy way to find the right pro for any kind of home project. You can also reach us by submitting your question on MoneyPit.com or through our Facebook community page at Facebook.com/TheMoneyPit. And remember, to find top local home improvement pros to help with any home project, just go to HomeAdvisor.com.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867. They'll provide a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now at 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair costs. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867.
Money Pit is presented by GetSunday.com. Custom, non-toxic, cost-saving lawn care products. Ship directly to your door and applied with a garden hose. Go to GetSunday.com to get started on a better-looking lawn. Enter promo code MONEYPIT and get $20 off their summer plan. That's GetSunday.com. Promo code MONEYPIT.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
We'd love for you to subscribe to the Money Pit Home and Garden Podcast. Chartable has ranked the Money Pit Apple's number one best home and garden podcast of all time. You can select your favorite player by going to moneypit.com/podcast.
Tom in New Jersey, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you?
We have a problem here. We have double pane windows, and the seal broke in one of them. And I was wondering if I could repair it myself by using clear cork around the entire perimeter when the window becomes clear, as it sometimes does. If that does not work, would I make it difficult for a professional to replace the window, the entire window, by doing what a, you know, the corking job?
So what's happening here is you have a thermal pane window, and the seal, which is called swiggle, deteriorated and let moisture in, and that's why you have the fogging. And the reason that sometimes it fogs and sometimes it's clear is because it really depends on what the temperature is inside and outside, and whether it's got condensation in there or not. It can't be repaired, as you've described. You know, could you try to seal that when it happens to be clear? Would that have maybe some minor effect? It could, but I just don't think you're going to stop it, and I wouldn't even bother trying with it. Your choices are to either live with it, because the good news is that while it's unattractive, it doesn't significantly impact its energy efficiency, or you could replace the window or just the glass itself. But I think if you were to order new glass for that window, you may find it to be almost as expensive as doing the window itself. So I would probably tell you just to live with it or replace the window. But to try to caulk it, I don't think it's going to have any impact whatsoever. Actually, that's a great idea, though. No one's ever asked me that question. So kudos for the effort. 888-666-3974.
Well, fall is ahead, and now's the time to take a good look at your gutters, because they're actually a really important component that can prevent serious structural problems from starting. And I think the gutters don't get appreciated enough for this, but we're going to walk you through the best options for new and improved gutters in today's Pro Project presented by HomeAdvisor.com.
Yeah, you know, gutters perform one duty, and that's controlling the water around your home. But if gutters are missing, disconnected, or clogged, you could be facing major and expensive home repairs. Now, not managing the water around your home can cause flooded basements, cracked foundations and sidewalks, leaky roofs, and even lead to wood-destroying insects finding a meal in your home.
Yep, that's right. So when you're picking out new gutters, the most common types are vinyl and aluminum. Now, the vinyl gutters are going to range in price from around $4 to $8 a linear foot, and the least expensive vinyl gutters can be very thin, so they can sag and become brittle in extreme temperatures. So you might as well pay a little bit more for better quality vinyl gutters. Now, these gutters also tend to leak more than aluminum gutters, so you may be facing some frequent repairs. So while they could be potentially a bit easier to install because they're more sectional, there are some downsides to it.
Now, aluminum gutters tend to be much more durable. They're going to range in price from $6 to $12 per linear foot, but they're going to stand up to so much more. Now, aluminum gutters are installed by pros who will custom build a single gutter for each roof section and then plan for the appropriate amount of downspouts to make sure that those gutters don't back up during a very heavy rain.
Yeah, and you know, the fact that they could back up, that's what leads to all the structural problems, because if you think about it, you get wet basements, you get flooded foundations, you get slippery sidewalks, all sorts of bad things, so really important to keep them in good shape. Now, once the gutters are installed, they do need to be kept clean. The do-it-yourself gutter cleaning is simple enough, but it can be a dangerous job for the untrained weekend warrior. So in the alternative, there are many types of gutter-guarded systems on the market to choose from, and all of them offer some sort of protection for your gutter at varying costs.
And that's today's Pro Project presented by HomeAdvisor.com. Find top local pros, book, and even pay for over 100 everyday projects with clear upfront pricing on the HomeAdvisor app. To get started, download the HomeAdvisor app today. Linda in Ohio is on the line and needs some advice on purchasing a generator. How can we help you? By the way, great idea.
Is it possible to use a generator when you live in an apartment?
So are you talking about what kind of generator, like a portable generator or a standby generator?
Basically standby if my power goes out.
So, I mean, for an apartment, you have to understand that a standby generator or a whole house generator is something that's permanently installed, Linda, so the answer would be no. That said, you could use a portable generator, but, of course, you'd have to run
wires, you know, extension cords from the generator itself into the house. So it's not very convenient. There is something called a transfer switch that can work for a portable generator where it's kind of like having a mini electrical panel inside. But again, it's something that requires some installation, and generally when it's an apartment, you can't do that. So the only thing you could really do would be to have a portable generator, one that you took out of storage, put outside because you can't run it in the apartment, and then run extension cords in to try to deal with that short-term, hopefully powered outage.
Wow, that sounds like it would be difficult.
Yeah, it's not the best answer, but I mean, it's because generators are something that are permanently installed into the building's sort of core electrical system, and that's why it's real important that they be done correctly. You can't, you know, when you install these transfer switches inside, they have technology built into them to prevent what's called a backfeed, so that electricity doesn't go back through the wiring and can hurt a lineman, for example, that's working on the power line. So you can't really run it without the transfer switch, and that has to be permanently installed. And the generator itself is a very big appliance. That said, a portable generator, you know, is much smaller. Now, if you just want to power a couple of things, you know, you could use a very small generator. Generac has one that's called the IQ. That's 2,000 watts. That's under $1,000, and will, you know, power a fair number of household items, small appliances, lights, that sort of thing. But you have some options there. But again, you have to use an extension cord.
Okay. Well, thank you.
All right, Linda. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Give us a call anytime at 888 Money Pit, presented by Home Advisor. Need a new roof? Just download the Home Advisor app to get instantly matched with the right pro for the job for free. Coming up, want to paint a patio? We're going to answer a question from a listener in Nebraska and how to do just that next.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life, MatchingDonors.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on MatchingDonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. MatchingDonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to MatchingDonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's MatchingDonors.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Quikrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix in the red bag. Make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. Quikrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Give us a call right now with your home improvement project at 1-888-MONEYPIT. We know you got a question. We know there's a project you'd like to get done. Take a look around your house and give us a call or post your question to moneypit.com.
Maureen in Nebraska writes, I live in Nebraska with extreme heat in the summer and cold in the winter. I have a cement patio that I would like to repaint, but I'm looking for the best paint options and wondering if they make an outdoor epoxy finish. I did etch the cement before the first time I painted it, and I plan on sanding it before I repaint.
Yeah, I mean, you don't really need to remove the old finish for concrete as long as it's well adhered. You can paint over that. Now, there are epoxy finishes that work well for patios, and it's the same epoxy finish that you would use on a garage. These epoxy floor finishes are essentially two parts. They're mixed together, and then once they're mixed, you have a set amount of working time to get them applied, usually an hour to 2 hours. So sometimes you have to work in sections. But one very good manufacturer is Abatron, A-B-A-T-R-O-N. Not a product you will find at the home centers, one you will buy online. The company's been around forever, and is really good at what they do, and they have a set of epoxy finishes that's super durable. They also have options for different types of decorative elements that you can add to them. The only thing that you can't do, Leslie, I think, in a situation like this is paint one of your fancy rug patterns on it, right, to make it look like an outdoor carpet.
No, I think this is more of like, you know, one color, or if you're doing like a very large pattern, that's more of like a large overscale checkerboard type. Like you can't really get super creative with these.
Right, but they're super durable and they adhere very well, which is key, especially Maureen, living in Nebraska. You've got a rough winter there, and that's when that finish can really get attacked. So give it a shot. I think it will come out very well.
All right, next up, we've got a post here from Deborah. Now, Deb writes, I have a dog whom I cannot keep from jumping and scratching the inside of my front and back doors. They've been refinished twice, and she continues to damage them. I would like to either refinish them again or replace them, but I cannot think of clever, practical, or decorative ways to protect my doors. Any suggestions?
I guess getting rid of the dog is out, huh?
Right. But I wonder, you know, is it called a kick plate, that beautiful piece of brass or any other kind of metal that's sort of on, like, the bottom 6 inches or so of the door.
Right.
Like, I wonder if that's enough. I don't know where her dog is sort of scratching on.
I was thinking similarly, except I was thinking that you could use a piece of Lexan, which is the really most durable type of, like, plexiglass, and maybe just have it covered the bottom half of the door and attach to the door so the dog would be scratching the plastic, the Lexan, and not scratching the door. And if it gets really scratched up, then you can just replace the plastic, and the door still looks really good. So I think we're on kind of the same theme on that. So we can't train the dog, and perhaps there is a way to train the dog to do that, but if not, you've got to think of a covering like that. And there's no finish we can tell you that's going to stand up to that kind of punishment from the dog. So I think you're looking at some sort of a protective cover that you could add to that, Deborah. So I think something clear like the Lexan would work.
Or maybe one that looks like a cat and it'll scare the dog away. You never know.
There you go. You are listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hey, thanks so much for spending this early September weekend with us. We hope that you've picked up a trick
or two about a project you'd like to get done around your house, if you visit MoneyPit.com, we've always got lots of resources there to help with a wide range of projects around your space. If you've got a project you're planning for the future and you don't know how to get started, you don't know where to get started, you don't know if you can do it yourself or not, pick up the phone anytime and call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. If we're not in the studio, we will call you back the next time we are. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Live in a Money Pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostro. Ahead of Labor Day Monday, unions representing millions across several working class sectors are threatening to authorize work stoppages in support of the Black Lives Matter movement.
Labor leaders signaled a willingness to escalate tactics to force lawmakers to take action on police reform and systematic racism. Working Families Party National Director Maurice Mitchell says economic and racial justice are linked.
Labor unions are recognizing that the power of their labor, work stoppages and strikes, have a role in the social justice movement. And this is an escalation. This is both an escalation and a historic show of solidarity.
He says decision makers need to take notice.
If I was one of them, I would be really concerned. I would be even scared.
Mitchell says this opens a new front in the fight for racial justice. Julie Walker, New York.
This weekend's also the unofficial start of the campaign season, and President Trump picking up an endorsement of the country's largest police union, the Fraternal Order of Police, which has more than 355,000 members nationwide, says the president has shown his support and understanding for law enforcement officers who've been facing civil unrest around the country in recent months. This Labor Day is a hot one. It's continuing to strangle the West.
California Governor Gavin Newsom is declaring a state of emergency as temperatures climb into the triple digits throughout the Labor Day weekend. The declaration means that power plants will be able to operate beyond normal limits throughout the long weekend. Southern California is expected to be particularly hard hit. The National Weather Service in Los Angeles is forecasting dangerous heat. Surrounding states like Arizona, Utah, and Nevada will also be dealing with uncomfortable temperatures. Keith Peters reporting.
Several boats sank while taking part in a parade in support of President Trump on Lake Travis just outside Austin, Texas. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Relief factor. Effective pain relief that really really works. How do I know that? I don't have a script. I don't have talking points. I live it. I've been taking it for a year and a half. I had a lower back pain issue that had been plaguing me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor for 2 weeks. Yes, 2 weeks, and my pain was gone, and it's still gone. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. Don't take my word for it. See their incredible video testimonials at relieffactor.com. And then find out for yourself if this incredible drug-free product could work for you as well as it does for me and tens of thousands of Americans. It's so very, very simple. Go to relieffactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. And I guarantee it, Dr. G's guarantee, if you take it morning and evening, as do I, for 3 weeks, by the end of that time, you will know if it works for you like it works for me.
Hundreds of fans attended a special kind of musical happening at a church in Germany. a chord change in an organ piece that's supposed to last for an entirety of 639 years.
The performance of the organ ASLSP, or as slow as possible composition, began in September 2001 at the St. Borchardi Church in the eastern town of Halberstadt and is supposed to end in 2640, if all goes well. The music piece by the American composer John Cage is played on a special organ inside the medieval church. The last sound has been the same one for the last 6 years and 11 months, and therefore the chord change was a big event among fans of the John Cage organ project. I'm Zaria Shackley.
Construction finally beginning on the Britain $140 billion high-speed railway project. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. There is no racism or systematic racism in America, according to one Republican congressman.
Pennsylvania Republican Representative Scott Perry says that systematic racism doesn't exist, and there's more to the story of George Floyd's death in Minneapolis police custody in late May. Perry says our country fought a war to cleanse ourselves of racist impulses. He says he's unaware of who would maintain a system of racism in America. A spokesman for the congressman says that he believes that racism and discrimination more broadly is wrong in all its forms. Perry said an autopsy report identifies traces of drugs in George Floyd's system that contributed to his death. Bernie Bennett reporting.
At least four people dead after a fire in Philadelphia early this morning. Fire crews called out shortly before 8, found heavy flames and smoke in the first and second floors. Some 60 firefighters, medics, and support personnel battled the blaze and found several victims. The cause of the fire is being investigated. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their life. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
Ah, Leslie, you know, there's nothing more relaxing than a nice warm bath.
Yeah, but who has the time? We've gone from a nation of bathers to a shower society, and plumbing fixture designers are helping you turn your shower into a spa-like massage.
Read Turn Your Boring Bath into a Power Shower when you hit MoneyPit.com. Just click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair questions, give us a call right now. 888-MONEYPIT.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home. I call an 888 money pit.
The Money Pit is presented by QuickCrete's Recap and Home Advisor. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Hey, are you in the midst of a home improvement project? Are you kind of stuck? Don't know what to do next? Don't know if you should do it yourself or you need to get some help? Well, we are here to pick up the slack, give you some ideas, some directions, some tips to help you save money, save time, save hassle, and get those jobs done. Help yourself first, though, by picking up the phone and giving us a call at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Coming up on today's show, we're going to talk about attic flooring. You know, adding the right flooring to your attic can make it a great place for storage. And we do a lot of sort of shifting of stuff as we move towards
fall, right? We get rid of the summer stuff, start to pull out the winter stuff and the fall stuff. And if you need a floor in your attic because you don't have enough space, that is awesome. But if you try to work on this floor and you do it the wrong way, you could weaken the structure and squash your insulation and find yourself with 1 foot planted firmly through the ceiling below. We don't want that to happen. So we're going to have some tips for you on how to install attic flooring that works and works well.
Plus, wouldn't it be nice to have home experts available whenever you need them to help walk you through a project or maybe help you find a pro to get that job done?
Hey, wait a minute. Isn't that what we do?
Well, yes and no. We're going to talk to you about a new subscription service that puts knowledgeable, impartial experts just a click or a call away to help you get the answers that you need.
And with all the recent summer storms, did you have a tree or two taken down? Well, what about the stump? We're going to share 4 easy options to make it disappear.
But most importantly, we are here to help you with all of your home improvement projects, your decor projects, your planning projects, whatever it is you've got in mind for your money pit. We are here to lend a hand, so give us a call.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Let's get started. Leslie, who's first?
Ed in Delaware is on the line with an insulation question. How can we help you today?
I've got a house built in about 1950. It's masonry brick, and there's about a 1-inch air gap between the inner part of the masonry and the drywall. No insulation, obviously. I want to insulate that. But I have a couple of questions around it. One would be, since it's a true masonry house, it's not bricks over a stud frame, it's brick. The joists rest in pockets in the brick. If I put insulation around there, am I going to have rot problems on the end of the joists?
How are you going to insulate the wall?
With a low-pressure foam.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well,
such was my thought.
Yeah.
It's very rough in there, so I don't think I can do any kind of blown-in insulation.
Right. Yeah, you don't have a lot of space. I got to tell you, typically, believe it or not, those spaces are not insulated, where you have that just very narrow space in a brick wall. And what folks typically concentrate on would be insulating the attic extra well, so to speak. I mean, having 15 to 20, 25 inches of insulation in the attic is actually far more effective, because that's where most of the heat loss occurs. To your original question, whether that will contribute to any degradation of the joists that are sitting in pockets, I doubt it. But I just don't think you're going to get much of a return by trying to insulate that space, because you don't have that much cavity to insulate. It means the amount of R value you're going to get in there is going to be pretty small to begin with.
That's true. Part of the issue, and I can solve this by sealing the basement and the attic, which I haven't gotten completed yet, is that there's literally a breeze that blows up and down there depending on the direction that the wind blows. So at the very least, I want to close that off so I don't get air infiltration, for example, through the few plugs that are in the outer wall.
Well, that makes sense. I think that's a good idea.
But I was thinking, even if I can only get an inch in there, that's an inch versus nothing.
If they're not rotting now, I don't think it's going to happen when you insulate it. You're not going to be, you know, doing anything that's going to contribute to adding moisture there. I just think that if you were to seal those drafts from below and focus on insulating in the attic, the areas you can get to, I don't feel like you're going to get a lot of return from what's left, which is just this very narrow space in that exterior wall. It's solid masonry otherwise.
Okay.
So why not do it in stages? Why not just do the seal the drafts first and see what happens? Because the hardest part of this is obviously getting into that wall. But if you seal the drafts and you find out that maybe you don't have such an issue anymore, you would have saved yourself a lot of aggravation.
Well, that is true, particularly since the wall is open at each joist, so I'd have to cut into the ceiling and seal that anyway. Otherwise, I would be insulating the floor, which doesn't
make a lot of work. So I would hit it in stages and see what the result is.
Joan in Massachusetts on the line with a mysterious radio crackling that could be connected to an LED light. What's going on at your money pit?
Well, I'm so happy to talk to both of you. I learned so much from listening to your show every week, so
thank you.
You can answer my question. I'm going to be moving into a house, and I had an electrician install Lotus super thin LED lights in my ceilings in like 4 rooms, actually 5. And then they're tied into Ariadne CL 150-watt Lutron dimmer switches. And when I turn the radios on in any of those rooms with to an AM station so I can listen to your show, I get static. And so the electrician had never heard of that before. And so I'm kind of looking for some hopeful information to correct the situation.
What kind of radio do you use? Is it like a portable radio or is it part of your stereo? Or?
I've got one portable one that, you know, I've carried around just to see if that's affected, and that is too. But then I've got, you know, just kind of AM, FM radios in the different rooms because I like to listen to AM radio most of the time.
Usually if you have a you know, static like that or interference with any kind of appliance, it's usually the ground. There's usually something that's off with the grounding system for the electrical panel or the circuits itself. So that would be the first thing I would check.
Okay. Now, so it could affect every room if the ground is off in the panel?
Yeah, right, or if somehow it's disconnected. And that actually could be potentially unsafe as well. So I would start by looking at the ground.
And look at the ground wires in each room, too, or?
Yeah, and right, and one thing that you could do that's really easy is you could use an outlet tester to check all the outlets in those rooms.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a really simple way to tell if it's grounded or not grounded because there's a light sequence that comes on. And if it's not grounded, you'll see it immediately.
Yeah. So could it be anything to do with the dimmer switches?
No, I don't think it's the switches themselves. I mean, because these are all made consistent, and, you know, I don't have anybody else across the country that's complaining about this kind of an odd thing.
Hmm.
But I would suggest that you check for grounding, and that almost always will do it. You know, if it's a metal box, it might be shielded if it's not grounded. So it really needs to have that element checked out.
Yeah,
right?
Because even if I go in the cellar, I head and install a couple of fluorescent lights, and it happens down there, too.
It's not just where you have these dimmer products.
Right. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, great.
The other thing that you could do is you could get an outside AM antenna and get the radios working from that antenna instead of the one that's built in. So there's another option there. All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call anytime at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Home Advisor. You can find top local pros, book, and even pay for over 100 everyday projects with clear upfront pricing on the Home Advisor app.
And just ahead, the right flooring can make your attic the perfect place for storage, but the wrong flooring could lead to a collapse. We don't want that to happen to you, so we're going to share tips to do it right when the Money Pit continues.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867. They'll provide a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now at 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair costs. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867.
You expect a lot from your home. It's not just a place to hang your hat. It's where you try your hand at gardening and new recipes, rest and recharge, work and play. And that's why at Home Advisor, they're committed to keeping your home up and running. Whether you need to repair an overworked appliance or create a backyard retreat worthy of a summer staycation, use the Home Advisor app day or night, and they'll find a local pro to get the job done right. Whatever you need, they'll do everything to fix your everything. Download the Home Advisor app today to get started.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com.
It's been a long, hot summer, and if the sun, heat, and barbecues have left your lawn with brown spots or weeds, I've found a great solution called Sunday.
Sunday provides toxic-free lawn nutrients shipped right to your door right when you need them. They make lawn care easy and less expensive. I went to GetSunday.com, entered my address, and Sunday created a custom plan based on my soil, climate, and lawn in seconds. Sunday even provided a satellite image of my house with every lawn area mapped out. With this heat, your lawn needs care and feeding now. Go to GetSunday.com and get started with their summer plan. Sunday products apply with a garden hose, and they'll ship you a custom box with everything you need. Get started on a better-looking lawn today at GetSunday.com. Enter promo code MONEYPIT, and you'll get $20 off their summer plan. That's GetSunday.com, promo code MONEYPIT, for $20 off the summer plan.
Money Pit is presented by Home Advisor. With Home Advisor, you can see clear upfront pricing, book, and pay for over 100 everyday projects, like unclogging a drain, replacing a window, or mowing the lawn. Download the Home Advisor app today to get started. Home Advisor, they'll do everything to fix your everything.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Hey, do you need some help getting started on your project? Call us now at 1-888-MONEYPIT, presented by Home Advisor.
With Home Advisor, you can get matched with top home service pros in your area, read reviews and book appointments online, or by downloading the Home Advisor app.
No matter the type of job, Home Advisor will do everything to fix your everything.
David in Alaska is on the line with a question about a foundation. What can we do for you?
Yes, what I've got is a daylight basement. It's made out of quad lock with a poured slab, and I'm getting a lot of moisture in on the coming in from the outside. I put the bitumen over the quad lock and over the footing, and I'm still getting a lot of water inside the house. In the winter times when it's bad, and we have to run at least one, maybe two dehumidifiers, or even dehumidifiers.
Does it seem to be consistent with maybe the warmer temperatures in the winter, like where maybe it's starting to melt a little bit, or is it the same all the time?
Yeah, pretty much the same all the time. And the bitumen was sealed with a heat gun all the way down over the footing. But I don't know if that's where my problem's at, that the house is close to 20 years old.
Typically, when you get high humidity and high moisture like that, it's because of drainage. The water has to melt, the snow has to melt, then it gets into the concrete one way or the other, and it gets drawn through because concrete is very hydroscopic. It really soaks up a lot of moisture, then it evaporates to the inside spaces. If your drainage is in good condition on the outside, in other words, you know, in the spring or the summer, you want to make sure that your soil around the house, if at all possible, it has a good slope away so that when that snow starts to melt, that water runs in that direction. It doesn't fall down along the foundation where it can become drawn into the house. And then, of course, you also want to make sure that your gutters are clear and free-flowing and all that. It doesn't sound like that's as much of an issue for you in particular. Now, you mentioned you were running a dehumidifier. What kind of heat do you have in this house? Is it forced air, or what kind of heat is it?
For your stove.
So it's not, you don't have a furnace. You don't have warm air that's blowing through. It's not ducted.
No.
What I would recommend in that basement space is is a better quality dehumidifier. David, take a look online at the dehumidifiers that are made by ThermaStor, T-H-E-R-M-A-S-T-O-R. They have two brands. One is called Ultra Air, and the other one's called Santa Fe. They're either freestanding or they're designed to be suspended from the ceiling. I have one. I have an Ultra Air that I use in my basement, which tends to get damp even though I have good drainage conditions on the outside, and it's been very effective for us, and it basically drains into a sump pump, and it takes out a surprising amount of moisture from that space every single day. So that might be a good solution for you. I just asked you those earlier questions to make sure that anything that you can do physically to make sure water's not collecting around the house is done, and it sounds like that might be the case. So the next step would be to install a good quality dehumidifier. Okay.
Okay, is it energy efficient?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. All right, David, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, the right flooring can make your attic the perfect place for storing stuff, but the wrong flooring could lead to a collapse. Now, if you'd like to take on this project, here are a couple of things you got to keep in mind. First of all, for the most part, attics are not designed to be used as storage spaces. They're part of that raw underbelly structure of a home that keeps the whole house together and then protects it and you from the elements. Now, because of this, installing a floor to an attic always involves some level of disturbance of that structure, so you've got to be smart about how you do that.
That's right. So first up, keep in mind that the platforms, the flooring, does not have to be plywood. You know, if you think about it, trying to maneuver those big 4x8 sheets of plywood or oriented strand board, the OSB, up to an unfinished attic is kind of like trying to fit a square peg into a round hole. So to make the job easier, what I like to do is to use a circ saw and cut the plywood sheet in half first. So I have two 2-foot by 8-foot strips, which are a lot easier to handle. Now, the other option is to skip the plywood flooring altogether and use dimensional lumber. For example, you can pick up 1x6 No. 3 spruce. It's kind of a step up from what I would call the pallet quality wood, but it makes a fine, usable, sturdy floor in an unfinished attic space. You may have a board or two that you kind of have to work around, big knot, that kind of stuff, but it's really inexpensive and so easy to maneuver.
Now, putting flooring in an attic is also going to require some level of trade-off between the areas that you floor and your attic's insulation. Now, most homes are going to have insulation that's piled higher than those floor joists, which is good, but you need to understand that this insulation can't be squished or it's just not going to do the same job insulating. So one option is to floor an area less than the entire attic, you know, just a small section around your attic door opening. This way you can preserve that maximum amount of attic insulation in the rest of the space. Now, another innovative option is specifically designed for use as attic flooring, and it's called attic deck. Now, attic deck is specifically designed to be an attic floor system, and it consists of 16-inch or 24-inch squares that attach to the top of your ceiling joists.
Yeah, I like this option. The sections are durable, they're lightweight, they're easy to handle. They kind of look like flooring grates, but they provide plenty of ventilation, which is good for the insulation below. And they attach with just a few screws and pretty much give you a safe, secure storage platform in, you know, just a half a day's worth of work. So lots of options. But remember, you know, as the saying goes for physicians, first do no harm. I think it applies to attic carpenters as well. You know, don't go up there and start cutting beams and cutting floors and cutting stuff out of the way. You got to work with what you have. Just don't make it worse by squishing the insulation or damaging part of the structure.
Sean in Texas, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I have black, I'm like peel and stick tile, but it's real thick. It's real thick and it's real brittle, and it's on a concrete floor, and I cannot get it up. I've tried a scraper and everything, a chisel and a hammer, and I didn't know if there was an easy way to get it off.
Why are you trying to get it off the concrete floor? Can I ask what the finished floor is going to be?
I have no idea, but this tile is pitch black, and my entire house is cedar on the inside.
Okay, because it may not be worth the aggravation of getting it off. What you might want to do is to put another floor over that. For example, laminate floor is beautiful. It comes in hundreds of different patterns, and some of the patterns can look like tile or stone or marble, and a lot of the patterns can look like hardwood, and it's a floating floor, and it can lay right on top of that old nasty looking black tile. And you know, you might just be better off doing that. I don't see what you're going to gain from taking that tile off. You're right. The adhesives are very, very hard to release because they get embedded in the concrete. You'll end up with a rough, nasty surface. Even if you were to get it off, I don't know what you would do with it. So if it was my house, I would leave it alone and put a new floor right on top of it.
See, and we have put a floating the floating floor in the living room. And I asked my wife if she wanted it in the kitchen, and she said, no, she wanted me to take up the old tile. Okay, so I'm all about happy wife, happy life. So I said, yeah, babe, no problem. I know just the person to call.
Yeah. Well, tell her that we gave you some good advice, which is that you should really think about a floating floor in the kitchen as well and take a look at the laminate. Or you know what? If she doesn't like the laminate, there's another thing you could do, and that's called engineered hardwood.
So engineered hardwood is suitable for a kitchen because the way it's built is instead of being sort of solid hardwood, it's kind of like plywood in that it's made of different layers, but from the top surface it looks just like a solid board of oak or maple or whatever kind you choose. And that's another way you could have a real wood floor in that kitchen be absolutely beautiful. Just make sure that you pay attention to the durability ratings on it. I would probably go for one that's rated commercial just because the kitchen's going to take so much punishment. But you don't have to worry about spills and things like that. Because it's engineered, it's never going to swell up on you.
Okay, what about the she has brought up the idea of ceramic tile. Can I put that over it, maybe?
You possibly could if you used the right adhesive and if that existing tile is really adhered well to the old concrete floor. You could potentially go right on top of that with a ceramic tile. But remember, it's going to be pretty cold, and you know, that's why the wood floor or the laminate floor, which could, by the way, look like ceramic tile, would be a much more warmer kind of feel underfoot.
Awesome. Thank you so very much.
You're welcome, Sean. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
The Money Pit is presented by Home Advisor. They'll do everything to fix your everything. Download the Home Advisor app to get started today. Coming up, wouldn't it be nice to have home experts available whenever you needed them to walk you through a how-to project? We're going to share some tips on a service that does just that next.
888 Money Pit.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on matchingdonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. Matchingdonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to matchingdonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's matchingdonors.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours free when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566 and get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you have someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. MatchingDonors.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
The Money Pit is presented by Home Advisor, where it's easy to find top local home improvement pros for any home project. Download the Home Advisor app to read reviews and instantly book your pro, or visit homeadvisor.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Well, if you have questions about your home projects, you can always reach out to us. And some number of you will get through and get your answer. But for the rest that don't, we've got a great service to tell you about. It is called Dwelling, and it is the brainchild of our next guest, Nick Ortiz, and his partner, Shannon. They are both Harvard MBA students and thought, hey, we got questions about how to fix stuff around the house. I bet other people do. So they figured out a way to set up a subscription service to provide those answers. Welcome, Nick.
Thank you very much, Tom. It's a pleasure to be on the show today.
So great idea that you guys are doing this, because there's a lot of folks that need a little bit of direction. It's hard to get expert independent advice. Is that what you're hoping to provide?
Exactly right. We're looking to enable homeowners to connect with professionals virtually to get advice as to what is truly wrong with an issue at home and how they can fix it themselves.
Now, how did you come up with this idea? I mean, I imagine coronavirus had something to do with this. Not so sure about people wanting to come into their houses, but, you know, this is like telemedicine for the house. Where did this come from?
Exactly right, Leslie. The idea actually came before coronavirus, and with coronavirus, we accelerated our offering and expanding it to more homeowners, but the idea really started out when I was a kid and at home was helping with home maintenance issues and looking for guidance on how to fix those issues, but not having an easy source or easy way to connect with pros other than having them come in person. And then when I started working, I looked into how technology is changing in the home, and it's changing a lot of aspects from smart appliances to even how you answer your doorbell, but not the way that you connect with a professional.
Now, what's the pain point that most of the folks that use your service are trying to solve, Nick? Is it they just don't know where to start?
It's really two things. One, where to start, like you mentioned, and the second is the cost of actually having a pro come in person. Getting help first virtually to diagnose an issue and solving things on their own, giving them the power to do that.
So now, how does this work? I mean, you know, whatever the problem is, you now connect with somebody. Am I just constantly showing you what's going on through my camera on my phone? Like, what's the process?
Great question. So the process is you first go to our website, and then you have an option to submit either a written request or schedule time for a video chat. And if you submit a written request, you'll take photos and a picture or video of an issue. Then a qualified professional will review it give you guidance as to what is wrong and how to fix it yourself, even including information around the parts and tools you might need. Or if you schedule the video chat, you can have that discussion one-on-one live with the pro.
How do you select your pros for this project? I think one of the values of a service that does help with the diagnosis before the actual pro is dispatched is the fact that there's somewhat of an independence. You know, if you call a plumber, you're going to get a solution that requires a plumber. If you call a carpenter, you're going to get a solution that requires a carpenter. How do you help provide that expert independent guidance to really zero in on what's necessary for this project?
Yeah, great question. The first piece is that all the pros that provide virtual advice through Dwelling don't recommend themselves for any in-person advice. And so their job is really to try to recommend solutions virtually and not be biased to saying you need myself to come in person. And then where we find pros to work with us is through a job request online, as well as reaching out to qualified vendors for professionals that then apply. They do a diagnostic test through our platform, and then a short interview to understand their skills and background, as well as what trades they specialize, if they're plumbers, appliance technicians, general handyperson, or others.
What are some examples of, you know, projects that you've seen these pros help out with?
They really range from small issues to big, and some that actually have been showcased on your show. Small examples include issues with a running toilet or leaky faucet. And then some larger examples include appliances that are malfunctioning or even the hot water that's not working. Some outside-of-the-box examples include a homeowner that was having an ant infestation and wanted to know how to remove them humanely. Or another example is a homeowner that had even killed their grass by leaving a yoga mat out and wanted to know what to do.
Now, it's shocking that you can leave even like I've done this myself. I've left the trash can lid on the grass for all of 20 minutes and completely wiped out a, 2-foot square circle.
It's a terrifying sight, but
that definitely happens. Yeah. Well, it's a cool service. Can you talk a little bit about the sort of the subscription model and what it costs to participate, Nick?
So today, homeowners have the option to either sign up for a subscription to a monthly plan at $15 a month, or an annual plan where you pay $10 a month. With those plans, you get unlimited either written or video chat requests. And then if you'd prefer not to have a subscription, we do enable homeowners to do one-off requests and our pay-as-you-go option, which is $25 for each request.
That's awesome. Hey, Leslie, I think this could be our retirement job.
I mean, seriously.
We'd be honored to have you.
I'm like, little after-hours project.
Exactly. We get paid for all of our friends and family that call us after hours. We're just talking today about all the questions we've gotten from people that know us just between the time we got between now and the last time we recorded a show together. It's crazy. All right, so, Nick, this is a great idea. Thanks for stopping by and telling us about it. Best of luck. I think it's really admirable that you guys are both Harvard MBA students and working on that MBA now and are venturing out to try to identify a real pain point for homeowners and find a viable solution. It sounds affordable. It sounds like it makes a lot of sense for you guys and for the homeowners and others that take advantage of it. So thanks. Good job.
Thank you very much, Tom.
Nick Ortiz, thank you so much for stopping by the Money Pit, and good luck with Dwelling. It's a great service. If you'd like to learn more, check out the Dwelling website. It's at hellodwelling.com. That's hellodwelling.com.
Well, if you've ever lost trees like so many did on the East Coast after last month's tropical storm, you may have a few stumps lying around. Now, a tree service can get rid of those using a stump grinder, which is a machine that could play a really scary part in a super creepy horror movie. I mean, you can imagine that. But we're going to share some less dramatic, safer options when the Money Pit continues.
You live in a money pit.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about a dollar a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867 for a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed
or replaced, including all makes and models of washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now. That's 800-917-3867. For about a dollar a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair bills. That's 800-917-3867. 800-917-3867.
You expect a lot from your home. It's not just a place to hang your hat. It's where you try your hand at gardening and new recipes, rest and recharge, work and play. And that's why at Home Advisor, they're committed to keeping your home up and running. Whether you need to repair an overworked appliance or create a backyard retreat worthy of a summer staycation, use the Home Advisor app day or night and they'll find a local pro to get the job done right. Whatever you need, they'll do everything to fix your everything. Download the Home Advisor app today to get started.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. Great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
It's been a long, hot summer, and if the sun, heat, and barbecuing has left your lawn with brown spots or weeds, we found a great solution called Sunday.
Sunday provides toxic-free lawn nutrients shipped right to your door right when you need them. They make lawn care easy and less expensive. I went to GetSunday.com, entered my address, and Sunday created a custom plan based on my soil, climate, and lawn in seconds. Sunday even provided a satellite image of my house with every lawn area mapped out.
With this heat, your lawn needs care and feeding now. Go to GetSunday.com and get started with their summer plan. Sunday products apply with a garden hose, and they'll ship you a custom box with everything you need.
Get started on a better-looking lawn at GetSunday.com. Enter promo code MONEYPIT, and you'll get $20 off their summer plan. That's GetSunday.com, promo code MONEYPIT, for $20 off the summer plan.
Money Pit is presented by Home Advisor. Whether it's a repair or major remodel, Home Advisor can help match you with the right local pro for your project in seconds. Just download the Home Advisor app. Home Advisor, they'll do everything to fix your everything.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Give us a call here at 888 Money Pit, presented by Home Advisor. They'll do everything to fix your everything. Download the Home Advisor app to get started today. Well, a tree in your landscape can be a thing of beauty, but after it's gone, the stump it leaves behind really isn't that nice. Now, it's a tripping hazard, it condemns your lawnmower as you try to go around it, it'll attract insects, and let's face it, sawn-off trunks just don't look great, so stump removal really is your only option. Now, there's nothing easy about stump removal, but if you're willing to trade off waiting time for expense, there are a number of ways to eliminate those stumps for very little cost. Here are a few different methods that you can choose from.
Now, the most common method of stump removal is grinding, but that job is about as far away from DIY as you can possibly get. You need to hire a tree service. They use a very specialized machine called a stump grinder. It kind of resembles a scary machine from a horror movie. It's really an awfully big, strong machine. Basically, it features sort of side-by-side spinning circular grinding blades that are plunged into the ground again and again and again. They chew up the stump and reduce it to sawdust. It happens fast, but it's expensive. The average cost for getting a stump ground out is about $300, and it can go as high as $1,000 or so. And if you've got several stumps to deal with, you can pay an hourly rate, but it's pretty expensive. Another option for the hardy do-it-yourselfer, of course, is to dig out a medium to small-sized stump themselves in an afternoon. You want to dig around the stump. You can use a pointed shovel to expose the roots and extend the hole a few feet out from the stump to give yourself room to maneuver. You cut through all those exposed roots, and helps to have a variety of tools on hand to get through that compacted soil, because you're going to have different sized roots. Good tools for this part of the project would be like a lopper, a pruning saw, an axe, a digging bar, and a lot of sweat equity. You know, it's going to really be a lot of work to get it out, but you could eventually do it. Now, you got to continue until the root root ball is cut free, and then you got to fill the hole, which is now six times the size you started with soil, and regrade it. So, you know, an upside in terms of less expensive, but a lot of work and a lot of disturbance.
All right. Now, there is another option. You can use a liquid stump removal product, and these generally contain potassium nitrate, which will speed up the microbial process of decomposition. Now, they may be in liquid form or in a powder to which you're going to add water, and you'll want to make sure that you keep kids and pets away while this chemical is doing its work. So you purchase the product, you take a chainsaw, and then cut off the stump as close to the ground as possible, and then drill multiple one-inch holes 10 inches deep into the top of the stump, and drill a few more holes slanting inward from the side of the trunk. These are going to provide air to help fuel that decomposition. Then go ahead and pour the chemical into those top holes according to the directions of the product that you've got. Then go ahead and cover that stump with a tarp, and you're going to wait about 4 to 6 weeks, because that's how long it's going to take for that stump and the wood to become spongy.
Yeah, and then you just chop out the softened wood with an axe and you fill the hole with soil. Depending on the size of the stump, you might need to repeat the steps. Now, I did this successfully the last time I had to get rid of a stump, but I had one added expense that I didn't count on. I totally burned out my 20-volt DeWalt drill because it probably was a bit undersized for drilling those one-inch holes.
Such a big hole, didn't
it? Yeah, it was. I probably pushed it. You know, I didn't go 10 inches deep, but I mean, I went pretty deep, and it just complained, and all of a sudden I noticed that there was an odd smell and there was sparks coming out of my tool. So I figured, well, that was that. I did put it to good use, though.
Kathy in California, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
In our rental, we have a big wall of brick where the fireplace is, and it's a dark corner, and I was wondering if we would be able to paint that brick without a whole lot of trouble to brighten it up in that corner.
You can paint it, but you better be sure it's what you want to do, right, Leslie?
Yeah. I mean, painting brick is it's kind of irreversible. Once you put the paint on, because the brick is so porous, it's just going to get sucked into, like, every little interior nook and cranny of that brick. So should you ever decide that you would like it to be brick again, it's a lot of stripping and sandblasting. It's a big to-do. So you want to make sure that that's something you really want to do. I mean, if it's, like, just the ugliest brick ever, I get it.
Well, it's the only way to lighten up that area that I can think of.
It's like a corner?
It's like a corner of the living room, but it's one wall of the living room. It's the whole wall right up next to the sliding glass door. So all the way over to the sliding glass door is all brick from floor to ceiling.
Have you thought about putting mirrors, like an assorted group of mirrors, or adding a different light fixture? I mean, there are ways that you can brighten the space with decoration.
I hadn't thought of the mirrors. That might be a good idea.
I mean, if you do like a cute cluster, almost like a little gallery grouping of different size and shape mirrors and mixing metals and, you know, doing something really purposeful and fun and creating a moment, like, that's a great way to do it.
There's no electrical in the ceiling.
You don't need electrical in the ceiling. There are plenty of pendant lamps that plug into an outlet that you can use, a swag. Is that what it's called? Swag? Swag?
Yeah.
Right?
Swag.
Yeah,
swag?
I think so.
You can do something like that, and there are really great ways to do that. So you plug in a light fixture, and then suddenly you have a beautiful, like, mini chandelier or something. There are so many. If you look online for decorative light fixture with a plug-in, like with a plug, you'll find so many.
Okay.
And then make sure you can get one of those things that looks like a scrunchie that you wrap over the electrical cord itself. So it hides just the wiring. And, I mean, it's really easy to do.
All right. I'll think down on those lines. That's easier than painting.
There's even sconces that are plug-in. So you can create, like, a whole little gallery thing with mirrors and plug-in sconces and really brighten up that space.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Coming up, we're going to tell you about the absolute easiest way that you can clean up your outdoor furnishings and strip away what could be a season's worth of dirt, mold, mildew, and just general yucky grime that's all on top of it. So stick around.
You live in a body pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you
you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life, MatchingDonors.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on MatchingDonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. MatchingDonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to MatchingDonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's MatchingDonors.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Rumblestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with Rumblestone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. What are you working on? Look around your house. Look around your yard. If there's a project on your to-do list, slide it over to ours by calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT or posting your question on moneypit.com.
All right, now Stephen posted a question. He writes, my door has a metal threshold that was previously connected to the cement foundation using glue. The threshold has come loose, and there's a large crack in the cement that expands the entire width of the door from jamb to jamb. I'd like to avoid buying a whole new door just for the threshold.
Yeah, I get that. You know what? If he does buy a whole new door, the screws will probably still line up with the crack. Right? So what I would do first is I would fill that crack. You want to make sure that you use the appropriate product for that. You could probably use Quikrete's Recap for that, which is super strong, and it basically sticks very, very well to old concrete. So take the settle out and fill the damaged concrete first. And then after that, what you should probably do is add some fasteners to secure that down. And even if you have to drill some new holes in a different place in the saddle, what you could use is a type of fastener called a TAPCON fastener. It's kind of like a screw for concrete. When you buy TAPCON fasteners, they usually come with a masonry bit, and you drill out the concrete with that size bit, and you'll use a different bit, by the way, to go for the aluminum, not the masonry bit. And then you use the screw and screw it right into the concrete. And with a sill like that, you could probably use a pan head screw, and it will tighten it right down to that concrete surface, and you'll be good to go.
And you know what, Stephen? They're so handy, TAPCONs. I mean, this is sort of really replacing, you know, no other way other than lead shields of putting something up in concrete, into a floor that's concrete or stone, into brick. I mean, this truly will give you a good grip into those surfaces without having a lot of extra steps. Now, I know this has happened to me before, and Tom, correct me, I put wire in to sort of like really help it adhere into that screw hole. Is that correct?
Well, if the hole gets too wide sometimes because of the masonry bit, sometimes you have to fill it with something. And putting a small piece of wire in there, it works just perfectly for that.
All right, good. Good luck with that, Stephen.
After the long summer, is your outside furniture looking a bit dirty or moldy? Leslie has tips for the easiest way to clean away the dirt and grime in this week's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, you know what? There's going to be a specific approach depending on the material of the furnishings that you have outdoors. So let's start with plastic furniture. They can get stained pretty easily, and they do end up looking really just nasty. So what you need to do here is you can make a really great cleaning solution yourself, and you might even have all of the stuff right now in your house. So you want to mix dish soap, borax, and a half a cup of peroxide into 1 gallon of water. Then go ahead and use a nylon brush, and this way you can scrub down those furnishings and rinse them well, and that does a really good job of getting rid of all that grime off of the plastic furniture. Now, if you have metal furniture, it's really just going to be soapy water and some elbow grease. I mean, it's going to take a lot of your personal strength there to help with that cleaning, so you do have to put in some effort. Now, you can also remove any rust and stains with sandpaper or even a wire brush, and then go ahead and prime the furniture and repaint those spots. And this will help you avoiding any further rusting that occur just on those spots. Now, wood furnishing, you really do want to wash that with oil soap, like Murphy's oil soap, and then let it dry really well. And you know what? You can do it right now at the end of the season and then store it away, so as soon as the warm weather comes back, that furniture is going to look great.
Excellent advice. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, we're going to talk about facts versus fiction. When it comes to home improvement projects, there is always a lot of myths that out there, but in our view, they lead to myth stakes. So we're going to straighten out some of the most common ones on the very next edition of the Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Using Labor Day as a backdrop, unions representing millions across several working class sectors are threatening to authorize work stoppages in support of the Black Lives Matter movement amid calls for concrete measures that address racial injustice. Maurice Mitchells, the national director of the Working Families Party, says this is a historic development in the solidarity between organized labor and social movements.
We've been active on the streets. We've been active voting, and now this suggests that we're going to be active as an organized group of working people to use our labor in order to make sure that our demands are met.
Hundreds of protesters gathered for a fourth night on the street in Rochester, New York, where a handcuffed black man was held face down and later died. Police body cam captured it all on video. Meanwhile, the people gathered for Black Lives Matter rallies in Portland, Oregon this evening, and a memorial was held for the man fatally shot last weekend after a right-wing caravan went through downtown, daily demonstrations stretching well past the three-month mark in the Rose City. With the coronavirus spreading through colleges at an alarming rate, universities are now scrambling to try to find quarantine locations in dormitory buildings and off-campus properties.
Sacred Heart University has converted a 34-room guest house at the former Connecticut headquarters of GE to quarantine students. The University of South Carolina ran out of space at a dormitory for quarantine students and began sending them to rooms it rented in hotel-like quarters at a training center for prosecutors. The Air Force Academy sent 400 cadets to hotels to free up space on its Colorado base for quarantines. Health officials, such as White House Coronavirus Task Force member Dr. Deborah Birx, has been urging colleges to keep students on campus.
Kelly Adler, this is SRN News.
Relief factor, effective pain relief that really, really works. How do I know that? I don't have a script. I don't have talking points. I live it. I've been taking it for a year and a half. I had a lower back pain issue that had been plaguing me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor for 2 weeks. Yes, 2 weeks, and my pain was gone, and it's still gone. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. Don't take my word for it. See their incredible video testimonials at relieffactor.com. And then find out for yourself if this incredible drug-free product could work for you as well as it does for me and tens of thousands of Americans. It's so very, very simple. Go to relieffactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. And I guarantee it, Dr. G's guarantee, if you take it morning and evening, as do I, for 3 weeks, by the end of that time, you will know if it works for you like it works for me.
Down under in Australia, police in the hardest-hit Victoria state made several arrests among a crowd of about 300 people protesting the lockdown in Melbourne. Police earlier urged people to adhere to restrictions on community movement, but four men were arrested and charged with incitement over the so-called Freedom Day protests planned for several Melbourne locations, and later several were arrested at a protest site. Australia's Deputy Chief Medical Officer Michael Kidd condemns the protests.
While there may be a few hundred people who are protesting, there are millions of people who are adhering by the restrictions and doing all they can to bring COVID-19 under control in that state.
Restrictions include night curfew were put in place in an attempt to reduce a huge spike in infections and deaths. The country's death toll is now up to 748. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. It's a cornerstone of democracy in the United States, and it's going to look a little different come November.
We're talking about voting, and states are turning to stadiums, drive-thrus, possibly even movie theaters as safer venues for in-person polling places amid the coronavirus pandemic and questions about mail-in ballots. The primary season found voters lining up at a wedding-style tent in Vermont and the state fairgrounds in Kentucky. The general election is expected to include NBA arenas around the country under a deal between players and team owners. Rich Thomason reporting.
The Virginia House of Delegates approved a sweeping package of police reforms. The legislation includes prohibiting the use of chokeholds and no-knock search warrants, requiring police officers to intervene to stop the use of excessive force by another officer, and expanding the grounds to decertify officers who commit misconduct. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rockstra.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
To arm you for your barbecues and for your beach days or your back-to-school shopping as you shop for school and then go to your room and watch your teacher on Zoom. Unless you're in Europe, then you can go to school because in Europe, I guess they don't care as much about their children, I say sarcastically. Coming up shortly, Admiral James Charvitas will be with us right at the bottom of the hour to tell us his take on this Atlantic story about the president saying, I don't like soldiers, why would someone die here? And I don't like wounded soldiers, they depress me. The Atlantic story by Jeffrey Goldberg is so out there. You saw the president last night, and if you saw the video, it's crazy because there's no light on him. You basically just hear the voiceover. It won't hurt my radio show, but if you've seen the voiceover, that's how desperate the president was to get ahead of this story that the Atlantic is publishing that they have unnamed sources on, and they say a high-ranking Defense Department official. But sadly, with this administration, some high-ranking people don't like the president to begin with. But in any of it's true, it's devastating. It is just another attack as we get set for this campaign season. We got some good news to start before we actually get to the big three, and it's about the economy. I know it's all about how you feel about the economy, and I get it, but unemployment fell under 10% for the first time since we shut down our economy in March. It's down to 8.4%. That is much deeper of a dive than we thought, and here's some more good news. 1.4 million jobs added. So these are good general signs. I understand if you're furloughed or you had to let go, or if you're in the hospitality business, or if you're in New York, you work for the New York Hilton, you don't care. If you're one of the 25,000 people employed by one of the 25,000 eateries in places like New York and maybe New Jersey who have been laid off, you don't care about that. But overall, the economy heading in the right direction, it's going to make this a very interesting election. Let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
Pfizer, great company, announced that it expects to have the results of its vaccine trials in a matter of weeks, very shortly. But it really might even be delivered before the end of October. How do you like that? Wouldn't that be nice?
It would be great. And Johnson & Johnson getting close to coronavirus, zeroing in on a vaccine. The medical team hopes to avoid a holiday surge, too. We got to be responsible. Don't make it like Memorial Day and the 4th of July. Meanwhile, Nancy Pelosi tries to shake her salon scandal. She made it worse. And the president, having none of it, he made sure he tore into her the way she tore up his State of the Union address.
Number two.
I want to speak directly to the president. Mr. President, if you persist in trying to deny the funding that's keeping New York City going in the middle of this crisis, we will see you in court. And once again, we will beat you in court.
Now get some rest, Mayor, because you probably were up until midnight getting high, and then you slept till 10, blowing off all morning appointments, taking action. The president is tired of watching liberal cities abused and threatens to take their money, as New York is, as you just heard, threatening to take the White House to court. I have a better idea. How about a crackdown and backing the blue as an ugly incident surfaces in Rochester, New York? The governor suddenly feels like he wants to investigate, even though it happened in March, and Portland chases away their liberal mayor. What is it going to take to bring our big cities under big-time control?
Number one.
So he hasn't answered questions in, what, 2 months or something. And yesterday, he took a couple, and they were setups like I've never seen.
There's a lot of folks who thought that, well, the president's made great strides with this law and order strides here. He hasn't. Not at all.
Oh, my goodness. That's the first time I heard that. I just... What's wrong with him? On the trail, Biden and Trump exchange verbal shots and accusations as both hit key battleground states, which, according to the polls, many are just too close to call. Does that sound familiar? We'll review it. It's kind of cool in that we're almost back to normal. I know social distancing, wearing a mask, I get it. But the president's holding events. People are taking personal responsibility in a lot of them. He was in Pennsylvania. The vice president's in North Carolina. They exchanged his positions this week. The
The former vice president went to Pennsylvania, and then yesterday went to Kenosha, Wisconsin. He did not visit any of the burned-out buildings, any of the destruction put together by the mob, perpetrated by the mob after the shooting of Mr. Blake. But he did go and meet with the Blake family and did speak to a preacher and made those comments. Now, as far as President Trump goes, he is full bore into attacking the flip-flops of his opponent. I mean, I've never seen it. It's happening in real time. He's saying, look, do I look like someone against law and order? Yeah, you look like somebody who hasn't commented that the protests were morphing into riots on a nightly basis in Seattle and Portland, in Chicago, and in Kenosha because of an incident. So the president just says, listen, am I dealing with somebody who's just in denial about what they're going to do as president? This makes it really tough because he says, oh, for 47 years I haven't been a radical, and you really haven't. But the people around you are, and to win the nomination, you pledged to do it. Cut one.
You know, I watched Biden yesterday. So he hasn't answered questions in, what, 2 months or something. And yesterday he took a couple, and they were setups like I've never seen. They're doing anything they can to get this sleepy guy into the White House, and I just don't think the public is going to fall for it. I don't think the public is going to fall for it. You know, in his best days, 25, 30 years ago, he was weak. He was weak as a senator. He was weak. He was not known as being one of the smart ones, and now it's not exactly prime time, I can tell you that.
Look, no one even brings up the fact that plagiarism kept him out of running for president in 88. And that in one day he blew up his campaign in 2008 when he made those comments about President, then Senator Obama, saying he was clean and articulate, speaks well. And everyone's like, listen, we weren't going to vote for you anyway. But now we watched you on Letterman, and he blew his campaign up the same day. Now they're acting like he's a savior, and he is not the same person he was. I think that is safe to say. So for the vice president, he was out there trying to mind meld with the Blake family. Now, look. I think the attorney general made a tough statement on, with Wolf Blitzer. Blake was there committing a felony because he violated a protection order days before he was accused in jail for sexual assault, it seems. And the cops were yelling, put down the knife. So we have not been able to hear from the cops and get the point of view of law enforcement. So that's a lot different from what we saw with George Floyd. I think that's an important part of the story. Here is Joe Biden in Kenosha yesterday, cut 22.
There's a lot of folks who thought that, well, the president's made great strides with his you know, law and order strides here. That boy, after his convention, he really, really made inroads.
He hasn't. Not at all.
No, I'm not serious. I mean, it should give you a little bit of confidence in the American people.
So evidently, people are looking at him like, when's this guy going to wrap up? He was going on and on and on, and he made some comment. I don't know if we were had a chance to get it about shooting, which was just flat out bizarre. Because listen to him comment and said, well, he basically trying to say something self-deprecating, but as usual, tripped over his tongue.
The generic point I'm making is there's so much we can do, and we can do it just by eliminating the tax cut for the top one-tenth of 1%, which is $1,350,000,000,000, has done nothing to help anybody. I'm not going to punish anybody, but everybody should pay a fair share. And I can lay out for you. I won't now because they'll shoot me. But here's the deal.
Okay. There's the deal. So when he says, here's the deal, come on, man, they'll shoot me. When he has to correct himself on a rejoiner, those are the types of things evidently the Trump team is working on for the debates. They're reviewing all those debates, not just this cycle but previous cycles, and seeing what sets them off. And Trump sets you off on a good day. Yeah, I mean, he set off Jeb Bush, who was as calm, cool, collected as anyone I've seen. Remember how he rattled Rand Paul? What are you doing at the end of the stage? You know, he went after everybody. And he really wants to rattle Biden early and make him seem like the guy that's not is not capable of being president, which would actually wipe him out of the way as more of the King of England than the Prime Minister. And everyone would look to Kamala Harris, Miss 3%, that couldn't get her staff through one primary, who has said some radical things like cheering the defunding of $150 million out of the police budget over in Los Angeles and decriminalizing border crossings and saying things like we're going to get rid of private insurance. Oops, that's unpopular. I don't know if I'll actually do that. So then all of a sudden you focus on Kamala Harris, you got a much different fight than the one who the person who's pretending to be a moderate. The other big story that we're covering today is what's happening with voting. The president's creating a little bit of controversy because he came out and said in a ham-handed way, vote twice. Now, he's not saying vote twice. What he's saying is if you get a ballot and you didn't ask for a ballot and you filled it out and you signed it and sent it in, you wonder, is this going to count? And you don't see your name on a voter roll because it's too quick and your state like New Jersey and Nevada is not equipped to do this, go down and vote anyway. And he's saying technically that's against the law. But in reality, in this atypical situation, the world of pandemics, yeah, you have to make sure your vote counts. And he's saying, especially if you're voting for me, not to vote twice, but to vote, make sure one vote counts. So you'll hear him say that. He didn't back down from that. So let's take a look at what's happening with the battleground states. You know about Pennsylvania. You know about Colorado. We thought that might have been in play. It probably is not in play. But when you look at the Monmouth poll, when you look at the AP poll, when you look at the Quinnipiac poll, they're all over the place, but it's real close. For example, in Pennsylvania, Rasmussen says President Trump is even with Biden in Pennsylvania. That, according to about 1,000, that's 1,000 likely voters. I want to see registered voters at this point. Even if Trump were to, by the way, in Minnesota, Harper places Trump within 3 points in Minnesota. No Republicans won there since 1972. That was the only state that Walter Mondale actually won. It was his home state. Unlike Al Gore, if he had won his home state, he actually would have won the election. The Monmouth poll looks at North Carolina with likely voters. North Carolina shows that Trump trails Biden by two, 48-46, 48-46, 47-45. In three separate polls, that 2% deficit is within the margin of error. Every single margin of error state, Trump won. And my only point was in 2016, when people say, what kind of chances he have? He's supposed to lose to Hillary. Nobody, almost nobody has him winning. I said, well, if he's in the margin of error in all these places, why can't he win? Why can't a last-minute surge, the guy who's outworking his opponent, the guy who's got a much different message, the guy who's got much bigger crowds and bigger momentum, why can't he win? The answer was he can win, even though people didn't admit that he won the election really until the last 6 months. Now, remember, the Russians and Ukraine, and then they wanted to contest that his 22,000 votes weren't fraudulent. Jill Stein did that. No one even admitted that he won. Oh, he lost the popular vote, and Trump, of course, doubles and triples down. So when you look at where we're at right now in the battleground states, Tom Bevin of Real Clear Politics was on Laura Ingraham's show last night and talked about what Trump is up against. Cut 17.
In those six battleground states, President Trump in the final analysis overperformed the polls by about 2.8 percentage points. So let's just assume for the sake of argument that he's going to do that same thing and he's going to overperform by 2.8. That would lead him to win a state like Michigan, for example, where he's close. It'd lead him to win North Carolina. The problem is he would lose Florida right now because he only overperformed the polls there by 1%, and he's trailing by more than that. And so, really, I mean, if you look at the electoral map, he's got 36 electoral votes to play with and still win the election, which means he could lose two of those three upper Midwest states and still win the election so long as he wins the rest of the states, yeah. Arizona, Florida, North Carolina. And those are right now toss-up states.
Interesting. 1-866-408-7669. When we come back, I'll take some calls. Then we'll welcome in Admiral Stravitis. We'll talk about what happened with this story that the Atlantic's been holding since 2018. All about the election. If you're a foreign policy writer for the Atlantic, why are you holding this story for 2 years? Number one. Number two, we'll take your calls about the riots and the de Blasio, Governor Cuomo, President Trump exchange. Cuomo just a child. You should be embarrassed, New Yorkers, that his ratings are 6 out of every 10 New Yorkers happy the job he's doing. I'm stunned by that. I think that's way too high. And not one New Yorker will admit that de Blasio knows what he's doing. But Cuomo's doing nothing. What he just said about indoor dining will make you sick. What Mayor de Blasio is threatening to do will make you ill. But we're going to go over it and talk about the idiocy in Portland as well as Seattle. A lot to discuss. I want you there. 1-866-408-7669. Don't start your Labor Day yet, or do it with me with you. Don't move.
Expanding your knowledge base. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Text texting enrolls you into recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply. Men over 40, is your body feeling soft and not as lean? Are you losing your energy, drive, or even your passion? If so, you could be feeling the loss of growth hormone. The reality is, as early as 25, your natural production of GH begins to significantly slow down, which means you start slowing down. Well, listen to this. New GH Boost from Nugenix is the world's first and only non-prescription supplement that safely supercharges your body's GH production at night when it naturally occurs. Clinical studies show the ingredients in GH Boost can increase your body's own GH levels more than 100% in just the first 90 minutes. And right now, Nugenix is letting every man in America try a complimentary two-week sample by texting Fixer to 321-321 now. Get GH Boost and get your swagger back at the gym and in the bedroom. It's killing it at GNC. But you can only get your sample by texting Fixer to 321-321. That's F-I-X-E-R to 321-321. Text Fixer to 321-321.
Indeed knows a lot of small businesses took a hit recently and are busy trying to figure out plans for the future. So if you're hiring, it means finding the right people is more critical than ever before. Indeed will help you find the quality candidates you need while only paying for what you need. Claim your $75 credit to get more quality candidates fast when you post your first job at Indeed.com/high impact. That's Indeed.com/high impact. Terms and conditions apply.
In uncertain times, you can be certain of this. The Salvation Army is serving those most in need with help and hope. Thanks to your donations, the Salvation Army is helping those affected by COVID-19, those who've lost wages, who have no home to retreat to, who need food, help with utilities, and most of all, hope. To see how you can continue to make a difference, visit givewestwood.org. Givewestwood.org.
Bonus track with Laura Ingle.
Taking you deep inside the music. Def Leppard fans know that guitarist Phil Collin is one of the most ripped rock stars around, often performing shirtless, showing off his six-pack abs. There's been a lot of workout videos released during coronavirus. Now rock fans can follow along with Collin's killer routine as Def Leppard has launched a new video series called 30-Day Fitness Challenge with Phil Collin.
What I'm doing today is the last kind of full-body workout.
Rockers can use the hashtag PhilCollin30 to find his videos and follow along with how he works on his exercise, diet, and overall health.
Salad, throw it in there. I don't use dressing.
The 62-year-old didn't start out as a fitness guru. After years of playing hard, partying hard, and leading a self-described very unhealthy lifestyle, he decided to make a change. He said in his early 30s, he quit drinking and partying and hit the gym. And it shows. Laura Ingle, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
In August of 1970, New York attorney Bella Abzug, one of the most outspoken leaders in the growing women's movement, gave testimony on the Equal Rights Amendment.
We felt this transcendent joy, for woman's life has been imminent, as Simone de Beauvoir said. It has never been completely human, because so few of us have had this great experience that all of us have had tonight, of creating in history, of taking the torch from those great women who won us the vote 50 years ago, and carrying that torch high so that it will shine on the lives not only of our daughters, but shines in our own faces in self-affirmation.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with country singer Lindsay L. L's Heart Theory takes audiences on a personal journey with songs following the seven stages of grief, from shock to acceptance.
I just hope that this music can be of help and support if people are looking for that.
The powerful ballad Make You is the first time Elle is public about her experience as a sexual violence survivor. Elle has also launched a foundation.
Make You Movement focuses specifically on disenfranchised youth and survivors of sexual violence and domestic abuse. I just want to be able to be there for other survivors. You know, if I would have had somebody to hold 13-year-old Lindsay's hand and hold 21-year-old Lindsay's hand and tell them that it's going to be okay.
Yeah.
And that you're not alone, I think I would have healed so much faster.
Lindsay is sharing the new music with virtual performances. She also started a weekly show from home, Living Well with Elle, as a way to bring some positivity during this time. Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
after it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
We could end it in Portland in a half an hour. We did it in Seattle. We told them, we're coming in. You either end it or we're coming in. And the mayor said, no, it's going to be a summer of love. These people are crazy. So we end them very quickly. We end them very quickly. And now what we're doing is we're holding back funds for cities that don't know what they're doing, where they allow crime to run rampant.
And as the president yesterday, I mean, look, I'm putting my mic up here. That was the president yesterday. He was sitting there in Latrobe, Pennsylvania, and he's saying, listen, oh, you know what's going on in these cities. I'm sitting here in rural Pennsylvania. I need you guys to come out and deliver, but you see that horror on television every day, and you want me to do something. So I offer help. They don't take it. So now I'm going to take away funds to get their attention. So now when Joe Biden comes out or any critic comes out, which is every other channel and probably every other show, and says, why isn't the president doing enough? It is his watch. He's the president. When he respects city and state's rights, he's still a dictator. And then when he goes and does all the levers of power, now he has people criticizing him. For example, the loser mayor, Mayor de Blasio, basically says, if you do that, I'm going to sue you. Cut 27.
I want to speak directly to the president. Mr. President, we asked you to help New York City, and you weren't there for us. We asked you for testing at the beginning of this crisis. It never came. We asked you for a stimulus to help us get back on our feet. You didn't lift a finger. We asked you for the truth about the coronavirus so we could all move forward together. And you refused to tell New Yorkers and the American people what was really going on. So you failed us. And now you want to punish us? It makes no sense.
Right. Mayor de Blasio, Mr. Let's Go to Chinatown and celebrate Chinese New Year because they can't. Does that make any sense? The setting up now stops before you get in, screens before you actually get into New York City. Once you got the bent the curve down to under 1%, does that make sense? What do you want them to do about testing? Maybe you remember Governor Cuomo, who's in charge of the state, who suddenly just given you control of the city to ruin. What was Governor Cuomo meaning when he said this?
He has been good in delivering for New York.
He has
delivered for New York. The Army Corps of Engineers, we built thousands of beds. He sent the Navy ship Comfort to New York.
Yeah, so maybe, Governor, you want to call the mayor. This is why no one believes you. You make no sense. Let's go out to Eli in New Jersey. Hey, Eli.
Hi, Brian. How are you? Love your show.
Thank you.
Quick question about Joe Biden's visit to Kenosha yesterday, just specifically him meeting with Jacob Blake's father, who's a follower of Louis Farrakhan, one of the most prominent anti-Semitic voices in America. I just want to know what you think about that.
I think that there's a huge complexity to Kenosha, and the president is smart to say, I'm not going to get involved yet until I could find out the details. Why don't they tell us the details of these stories? Why don't they tell us that he beat a stun gun? Why don't they tell us that this woman called for cops for help because she was scared of being assaulted again? Why don't we give us an idea of this guy's track record? Why don't we know yet if he has a knife or a gun? Why don't we know that maybe the cop was worried about the kids' own kids in his car? So how much did he care about his kids if he's going out to violate a protection order and knowing he was putting himself in jeopardy and his kids? So I think that there's a lot more to this story, and the president was probably smart not to meet with the family.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, download and listen to Tyrus and Tim.
I really believe Kamala Harris was the best choice for our show. I was kind of hoping for Kat that somebody else got in.
I'm like, I can't do that impersonation.
No, you know what? You probably could, but we're now back in 1950 to where if you did that, you're a racist person and you need to be fired because you can't be an actor and portray a character unless they are white.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. Did you hear the news? Now you can. With instant updates from Fox News for Amazon Alexa. Breaking stories and top headlines. Daily coronavirus developments. The economy and so much more. Brought to you by Fox News. America's number one cable news network. Plus, setup couldn't be easier because everything's ready to go in the app. Just say,
Alexa, play news from Fox.
In Fox News.
It's the latest when you need it on demand from Fox News and Amazon Alexa.
This is House Call for Health, a cautiously optimistic assessment from the head of the Centers for Disease Control.
We are beginning, I think, to turn the tide on what I call the southern outbreak in the nation.
CDC Director Robert Redfield, speaking to the JAMA Network, referred to the high number of COVID-19 cases from Florida to California. Redfield predicting deaths should start to decline next week.
I do think we're going to start to see significant declines in mortality across the country in the next, hopefully next week, we'll start to see a decline.
But he warns that things could get worse in the fall, especially if there's a bad flu season. While many people believe the U.S. has not done enough to fight the virus, Redfield disagrees.
The response that we've done collectively as a nation has really saved a lot of lives.
For more on the coronavirus, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Anna Eliopoulos, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, the campaign with Bret Baier.
If we get an indication that the COVID rates are going down and at the same time see the economy sort of bouncing back up, that changes the dynamic heading into November 3rd, doesn't it? Post columnist and AEI resident fellow Mark Thiessen.
There's also the October surprise, which is Trump could walk out into the Rose Garden and say, ladies and gentlemen, Operation Warp Speed has been a success. We have a vaccine.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Covering a presidential election is a sacred trust.
And we take it seriously. We never stop working to get you the information you need.
From the caucuses to the conventions to election night and beyond.
We're there for you, uncovering the stories that shape the race, tracking the candidates, and the moments that matter most.
Because this election will decide the fate of our nation.
And the future of the world.
Democracy 2020. It's in your hands. Fox News, America is watching. Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Although he was the Speaker of the House from 1971 to 1977, Democrat Carl Albert of Oklahoma served in Congress since 1947. In a 1990 interview, Albert gave his impression of President Harry Truman.
Harry Truman was the least educated president we had in my time, you know. But he had certain qualities that made him an unusual president. He was the most fearless government official that I've ever known. I remember one time some of us went down to talk to him about what we would like to have brought up through the years, and when he got through, he said, well, boys, I'll tell you, look at all this stuff, but he had a globe on his desk, globe of the world. He says, the only thing I'm really interested in is protecting that little globe.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
This is Fox on Justice. The late Congressman John Lewis often spoke about good trouble, civil disobedience in the fight for justice. Rosa Parks refusing to give up her seat on a segregated bus was a prime example. And so was Susan B. Anthony, who broke the law by voting in 1872 in Rochester, New York, nearly a half century before women won the right to vote. Anthony was arrested, put on trial, found guilty, and fined. She spoke out in court even though the judge tried to silence her. She said the verdict tramples underfoot every vital principle of our government. She refused to pay the fine, and although she did no jail time, her conviction stood until President Trump issued
a full and complete pardon for Susan B. Anthony. She was never pardoned.
While many applauded the move, Democrats saw it as an election year stunt. Some claimed Susan B. Anthony was making a political statement by voting and wouldn't have wanted his pardon. With Fox on Justice, Hank Weinblum, Fox News.
Is 3 hours in radio. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
I haven't read the whole piece, but if I'm tracking correctly, I think I was on that trip as well. But what I can say for sure is I've never heard. I've been with this president now for coming on 4 years. I've never heard the president use the language that assertedly is said in that article about him calling the military suckers and losers. I've never seen that in Gene. Just the contrary. He has always had the deepest respect. I'm a veteran too. I care deeply about these young men and women. I've watched the president honor them in every situation that I've been in with him as well.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Fox and Friends today, commenting on the Atlantic article that basically said he didn't want to go to a World War One battlefield in France because he says those guys were all losers, and why were we fighting on fighting for somebody else anyway? Who were the good guys? And the Atlantic story could have been written in 2018, but mysteriously has been written on Labor Day in 2020. With us right now is Admiral James Stavridis. You know, he used to run NATO. He had the keys to the place. And you could always follow what he thinks on AdmiralStav.com. Admiral, welcome back.
Good to be back, Brian. Happy Labor Day.
Same to you. Sailing True North, the name of your book, Ten Admirals and the Voyage of Character, a great read, especially for this weekend if you spend all 3 days on the beach, because a lot of us are staying home on Labor Day because of all the restrictions and the pandemic. So, Admiral, what is your take on this Atlantic story?
Well, first of all, I've been to so many of those battlefields all over Europe and North Africa as Supreme Allied Commander. I can't count the number of wreaths I've laid. And these are sacred shrines to our military, to those who've really given their all. Obviously, I have never been around President Trump in the course of his presidency. I met him beforehand. But I think that this is a serious allegation from a serious reporter. And I think it's incumbent upon people like Chief of Staff John Kelly, who's effectively named in the article, to come out and tell us whether it's true or not, because it's an important comment, if true, and explosively bad for the president. And he has been, as you know, Brian, he's publicly spoken on tape about Senator McCain, for example, in ways that are not very flattering. So, I, as you know, I always stay out of the domestic politics of things. I would like to see from General Kelly or General Mattis either an affirmative or a negative statement on this.
CNN evidently is reporting, or there's some reports out there, CNN is putting together an anti-Trump former staffer conference that might include General Mattis, Gary Cohn, and maybe General Kelly there. Have you heard that?
I have not, and I find it unlikely that either of the two generals would participate in something that's billed as an anti-Trump conference. Both of them have been very consistent in saying they don't intend to criticize a seated president. So it would be surprising to me to see the two of them. In terms of staffers, you certainly see plenty of staffers of Republican senators, like Senator McCain's staff, who come out against President Trump. This would be another step in that direction. Again, I think it's unlikely you'll see the two generals. Stay tuned.
Your title is Admiral. You're everything to do with the Navy. How do you feel about China effectively having a bigger Navy than ours and might be the first to be able to deploy ballistic missiles on ships?
I am very concerned about this, and I think it would come as a surprise to most Americans that the Chinese Navy is actually, in terms of numbers of warships, is larger than that of the United States. We have about 290 warships. China is pushing toward 400, and it shows no signs of slowing down. And they're very capable warships, Brian, for what China intends to do with them, which is to use them in the South China Sea to pressure Taiwan, to pressure the other nations of that region, and consolidate their claims to the entire South China Sea. So we're on a collision course in a maritime sense, no pun intended, with China. We ought to be concerned about these ship numbers, and I think it's a good argument for more shipbuilding here in the United States. I'll close by saying the goal, well stated by the Navy, well stated by the Department of Defense, enshrined in law from the Congress, is to get the Navy to 355 ships. Again, we're at about 290. We need to do that because of the rising concerns we should have about the Chinese Navy.
Admiral, I've never heard a Democratic candidate, especially this one, talk about increasing defense spending. And we know what happened to defense through sequester and other things in the previous 8 years of the administration. Does that concern you? If you cite that as a need, don't you think that should be an election issue?
I think it should be, and I think it ought to be debated between the two candidates. And as voters go to the polls, they get to decide what issues really matter to them as they cast the ballot. I will say this. The Department of Defense budget, really round numbers, is kind of between $600 and $700 billion. What I would say is we need to reallocate within that budget as a starting point. And I would think both campaigns would agree on that. We ought to put more money into cyber, more money into special forces, more money into unmanned vehicles, more money into artificial intelligence. I know I'm a former admiral, but I will say I think more maritime capability is called for, more long-range strike. We probably need less in some of the other more traditional areas of the military, because I think, Brian, it's unlikely we're going to have a land war with China, but we're certainly going to have a maritime and an aviation competition. So there's a reallocation piece to this that's important to understand as well.
To summarize on this time in which we're just looking just past VJ Day and the end of World War II and these celebrations and recognitions, Russia and China put together a joint statement citing the U.S.'s role in world affairs, World War II, but also citing their long-term alliance. What is that message that we're supposed to take from them reaffirming their relationship, which, by the way, is full of friction, full of years of friction and confrontation as well?
Indeed it is. And you know your Cold War history as well as I do. Generally throughout the Cold War, they were in competition, if not conflict, to try and lead the so-called communist world. But in 21st century terms, we need to be concerned about this because how well they, to use the Jerry Maguire line, how well they complete each other. China's massive population, industrialized, artificial intelligence, cyber. What's Russia? Russia is a huge, huge, vast land full of natural resources, which China does not have. Oil, gas, timber, arable land, rare earths. Frankly, China looks at Russia, particularly Siberia, the way my dog looks at a ribeye steak. I mean, it looks really good, and Vladimir Putin better be careful about who's the senior partner and who's the junior partner in that relationship. But bottom line, Brian, this is a big muscle movement in global geopolitics, this alignment of Russia and China. Final thought, it means the United States and our Western allies ought to be trying to build our relationship with India, because over time, India, a big democracy, ought to align with us. And that, I think, is how we balance China and Russia.
Very interesting, yeah. So they can start picking it up economically. And we know that they've had direct confrontations with China of late. Admiral, what I am heartened by is China started a PR offensive in Europe, and they fell flat on their face. And I love that. I love that the European capitals aren't seeing dollars. They're seeing the damage a Chinese alliance can bring.
That's exactly right. And as you know, the flashpoint here started out as what 5G network our nation's going to use. And the United States, I think, has made a very coherent case to our allies all over the world, not just in Europe, that they should not sign up to the Chinese 5G network offered by a company called Huawei. And initially, there was pushback from our allies. Now, more and more of them are joining with us. And as part of the broader sense you get from Europe, but also from parts of Asia, that people are not signing on to the Chinese train.
As well as a couple other things that China is doing. Number one, they're buying TV stations in Brazil to get out their message, even though the Brazilian president knows that China, it's a one-way alliance, and he took office going to take on China. But they're losing the PR war because they're buying up the news, essentially. Number two is we're seeing that China is considering dumping our treasury bills using economic warfare. What would that do?
That would be very difficult for the U.S. economy for a lot of obvious reasons. If there were a lot of T-bills on the market suddenly that people could buy, supply and demand, it would create a major discomfort here in the United States. And, Brian, our response to that, frankly, would be to close our markets to China. These are two nuclear options, if you will, for China to really call in all of its U.S. debt. On the other hand, the U.S. response would probably be simply shutting our markets to China. That's not going to help either country. So I think it's unlikely China's going to reach for that nuclear option. What you will see them doing is kind of playing rope-a-dope between now and the election. They're probably looking at a very different set of deals with the Trump administration or a Biden administration. So on that one, no big movement between now and the election. Post-election, it'll depend on which administration is in power.
And is North Korea waiting for that too?
Oh, big time. Both North Korea and Iran, which you may have noticed have been kind of silent of late, are waiting, simply because for both those countries, very different paths. The Trump administration, Iran, really does not want that. More maximum pressure, great challenge ahead for the Ayatollahs. Over in North Korea, on the other hand, the North Koreans will probably, if it's a new administration, will start out by testing the Biden administration, maybe do a nuclear test, maybe do long-range tests. But both countries are waiting for the results of our election.
So in the least surprising story, in Afghanistan, released Taliban warfighters are going back to fighting war and trying to overthrow the government that had them jailed. Why even report this? This was inevitable, and I'm really upset by what's happening over in Afghanistan and the decrease in troops in Iraq. We had a somewhat stable situation while every day that went by, theoretically, the Afghan government would get stronger, not if you release all the enemy fighters and not if you say we're leaving soon.
Exactly right, and I think these are both of a piece in Afghanistan and Iraq. And as always, let's just remind folks that at one time we had 200,000 troops in Iraq and 150,000 troops in Afghanistan. That's 350,000 all told. Today we're down to 5,000 maybe in Iraq and maybe about 8,000 in Afghanistan. So we've gone from 350,000 troops to 13,000 troops. And we've still maintained an uneasy peace, but that's how we're going to get to a negotiated settlement, is keeping that pressure on. It's a big mistake to be pulling troops out of either of those countries right now. Small investment, big return.
Yeah, I just hope the next Secretary of Defense, because Esper looks like he wants out of there, if Trump wins and the next one with Biden, understands and sells the American public on the need for stability, not dominance. And the people of Afghanistan and Iraq are clear now. America didn't take your oil. We don't want your land. We don't abuse your people. We're trying to give you a chance to build your own country. And I think that the one good thing that can emerge is our actions tell the story, don't you think?
Completely. And, you know, there's an old expression about Afghanistan that it has been the graveyard of empires, and people quoted that to me all the time. Alexander the Great, the British at the height of the Raj, the Russians, the graveyard of empires. And I always said to people, it won't be our graveyard because we're not an empire.
Exactly.
We don't want to own this place. We want democracy. We want rights for the women. We want them to be part of our world. We can still get there. Pulling the troops out now, big mistake.
All right, Admiral, how much, if at all, do you thirst to get back in government and make an impact? Not that you haven't done enough for 20 careers, but do you say to yourself sometimes, I'd love to be out there with the power behind me?
Thirst is the wrong word, but I will say this, and I've always said it, I'm open to further opportunities to serve the country, and I'm always open to that conversation.
Okay, I'll keep that in mind. Should I run for office? And I need a Secretary of Defense. All right, Admiral, you wouldn't even need an interview. You got the job. So
you're the best to say that. Thank you, sir.
All right, wonderful
long weekend with your family.
Go get him, Admiral. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. When we come back, we'll take your calls, 1-866-408-7669. It's a big Friday. We really appreciate you being here. And if you start your weekend, thanks for listening to us. And if you haven't yet, thanks for waiting.
Coming to you on a need-to-know basis, because, man, do you need to know. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the markets returning to pre-coronavirus levels, unemployment rate shifting, and the upcoming election, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text money to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text the word money to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free.
Text MONEY to 411411 so you can grow your capital now with Vantage Point. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you went through all that just to wind up doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal services and technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, HR, billing, client intake, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Visit lexiconservices.com/go to see what we can do for you.
Hiring the best people can transform your business and help take it to another level. Indeed can certainly help you find those talented people. We have nearly 3/4 of all job seekers in the U.S., according to ComScore, and smart tools to help you find the best candidate for you. Indeed also provides flexibility to only pay for what you need and won't lock you into any long-term contracts. Claim your $75 credit to get more quality candidates fast when you post your first job at Indeed.com/high impact. That's Indeed.com/high impact. Terms and conditions apply.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
An Alabama restaurant that won't take cash for a meal makes today's Dean's List. Drexel and Honeybees in downtown Brewton, right near the Florida border, has a wonderful selection of hearty southern dishes. But what makes this place so special is their southern hospitality. No matter how down on their luck a person is, they never have to worry about not having money to pay for their lunch. Once you've finished your dessert, you just leave whatever you can in a private booth near the restaurant entrance, even if that's just a handful of coins or a thank you note. The owners, a husband and wife team, Freddie and Lisa Thomas McMillan, make no profit from their restaurant. 100% of the donations go back into serving people food. They say there's real joy to knowing that their customers leave with a full stomach, a full heart, and the understanding that you are loved and worthy of love. Feed the Need is their mission statement. Drexel's and Honeybees, you made the Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
This is Poll Parade with Fox News Director of Polling, Dana Blandon.
There was a reversal in our latest survey on what Americans look for from leaders in Washington. Voters were asked to pick one of two messages to send to the federal government right now. Lend me a hand or leave me alone. Compared to last year, the number who would tell Uncle Sam to leave them alone dropped 19 points to 36%. It's the first time since Fox started asking the question in 2011 that the portion saying leave me alone is below 50%. A majority would ask Washington to lend them a hand. That is also a first, 57%, up from 34%. That 23-point jump in wanting government to lend a hand comes from double-digit increases among both Democrats and Republicans. What's clear is Americans of all political stripes are looking for government to step up during these unsettled times. What's unclear is whether this is more than a temporary increase during a turbulent year. I'm Dana Blanton, and that's your Poll Parade.
Getting you talking. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
But how about this one? The Democrats yesterday came out with a plan. Did you see it? Now, they're the D.C. Democrats. They want to change the name of the Washington Monument, perhaps take it down. Thomas Jefferson, pretty good Thomas Jefferson, right? You could forget about ever hearing that name again. Abraham Lincoln, you could forget about it. They want to take down all statues, all monuments in Washington.
You know, I talked to Molly Hemingway. I talked to Victor Davis Hanson. I've talked to politicians. If I, you know, a year and a half ago, I'd say that's kind of rhetoric. 3 years ago, oh, come on. That's just ideologues talking about the American history. And now I believe that it's something that could really happen, and not to the degree of moving, but how about surrounding the Jefferson Memorial with scaffolding? How about sitting there and seeing constant defilement of the 153 different monuments and assets in and around Washington, D.C., that was put together by the D.C. mayor? The commission recommended 153 assets and monuments and plaques be changed. She says, well, not everything, just the ones on D.C. property. The federal land we don't have to worry about. Excuse me? So is President Biden going to stand in the way of a Democratic mayor when it comes to maybe taking down Benjamin Franklin statue or monument? I don't know what Benjamin Franklin did wrong. He was one of the first abolitionists, period. When you look at Jefferson, we wouldn't have a country without him. When you look at Washington, we wouldn't be here without him. So you want to add, go ahead. But if you want to take away and you think it's just rhetoric, you haven't seen what's happening in California where they're changing the textbooks. You haven't seen what's happening possibly in your town with these groups that have been financed by some mysterious source to change and challenge the curriculum in your small town and some of your big cities. Jane is in Seattle. Hey, Jane.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
No problem. What's in your mind?
Well, basically, it's this. The politicians here in Seattle and Washington, even before the COVID and the riots and all of this started, were basically inviting all the homeless here, giving them, you know, free drugs, free alcohol, all of this.
San Francisco, too.
Seattle. Exactly. But the thing about it is, when they declared this to be a sanctuary state, and there are a lot of us that absolutely disagree with this, but as soon as they, part of declaring themselves a sanctuary was that they would not get federal funding anymore. And they said, they basically said, screw you, we don't need your money. And now that the President Trump is threatening to say, okay, well, then we're going to withhold it. They're screaming. But the truth is that's what they knew. They knew that. They signed up for it. And they said, we don't need it. And the only thing that they will understand here is financial. And I...
Hey, Jane, the president lost in court when he tried to defund the sanctuary cities. That's the sad part. He lost in court when they're violating the rules, the laws. They somehow the courts didn't uphold it. But he's doing everything he can. He's doing everything he can because he knows it's wrong, just like you do.
Texting enrolls you into recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply. Men over 40, is your body feeling soft and not as lean? Are you losing your energy, drive, or even your passion? If so, you could be feeling the loss of growth hormone. The reality is, as early as 25, your natural production of GH begins to significantly slow down, which means you start slowing down. Well, listen to this. New GH Boost from Nugenix is the world's first and only non-prescription supplement that safely supercharges your body's GH production at night when it naturally occurs. Clinical studies show the ingredients in GH Boost can increase your body's own GH levels more than 100% in just the first 90 minutes. And right now, Nugenix is letting every man in America try a complimentary two-week sample by texting Fixer to 321-321 now. Get GH Boost and get your swagger back at the gym and in the bedroom. It's killing it at GNC. But you can only get your sample by texting Fixer to 321-321. That's F-I-X-E-R to 321-321. Text Fixer to 321-321.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Baltimore Orioles shortstop Cal Ripken Jr., the Iron Man, broke the record for most consecutive games played, 2,131. The record had been held for 56 years before that by Lou Gehrig.
Well, you know, I see myself as someone that was very lucky and had a good career, and I think that I'm pretty good. I mean, I don't put myself all the way down and not think that I've had a pretty significant career. I've enjoyed being in the presence of all the great players and this collection of players. I sat and talked to Henry Aaron a long time and really enjoyed talking to Kirk Gibson and Pete Rose. I just enjoy being in the environment. Maybe when I get older and you start to look back, you may have a historical view of your career. But right now, I just see myself as a guy that was lucky enough to play baseball for a long time.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News, breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Trump lowering the hammer on federal agencies' anti-racism training sessions.
The OMB director sent a letter Friday to executive branch agencies directing them to identify spending related to any training on critical race theory, white privilege, or any other material that teaches or suggests that the U.S. or any race or ethnicity is inherently racist or evil. I'm Julie Walker.
The president calls the sessions divisive anti-American propaganda. Ahead of Monday's Labor Day, unions representing millions across several working class sectors like teachers, auto workers, truck drivers, and clerical staff threatening to authorize work stoppages in support of the Black Lives Matter movement amid calls for concrete measures to address what they see as racial injustice. They say it signals a willingness to escalate protest tactics to force local and federal lawmakers to take action on policing reform and as what they see as so-called systematic racism. President Trump has won the support of the country's largest police union, the latest now from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The Fraternal Order of Police, which has more than 355,000 members nationwide, endorsed President Trump's re-election bid. The endorsement comes as the president touts himself as the law and order candidate. In a statement, the FOP said Mr. Trump had shown his support and understanding for law enforcement officers facing civil unrest around the country in recent months. The president tweeted his thanks, calling it a great honor. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Nine fraternities and sororities under quarantine at the University of Wisconsin-Madison after 38 students tested positive for the coronavirus. They've been instructed to quarantine for the next 2 weeks. And the Seattle suburb of Bellevue may soon be Amazon's unofficial HQ3. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-555-2085. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-555-2085. 800-555-2085.
The Italian economy shrank by more than previously estimated during the second quarter as a result of the lockdown restrictions imposed to curb the coronavirus pandemic.
The National Statistics Bureau says Italy's economy contracted by 12.8% during the April to June period, with consumer spending largely behind the plunge. The Italian economy is also 17.7% smaller than it was in the same period last year. Italy, which in March became the first European country to experience the full force of the pandemic, imposed one of the world's strictest lockdowns.
It's Jeremy House reporting. Overseas, thousands of women marched through the capital of Belarus Saturday, calling for the resignation of the country's authoritarian president, Alexander Lukashenko. University students also demonstrated against the detention of classmates during the wave of protests that have gripped Belarus for 4 weeks. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Not only is the coronavirus a stubborn foe, it's proven to be a very costly enemy to combat.
The Congressional Budget Office warns that this year the government will run the largest budget deficit as a share of the economy since 1945, the close of World War II. Next year, the federal debt is projected to exceed the size of the entire American economy for the first time since 1946. But most economists, perhaps surprisingly, consider it money well spent, helping sustain households and businesses through the gravest public health crisis in more than a century. Rich Thomason reporting.
George Washington University investigating the case of a history professor who allegedly admitted to fraudulently pretending to be a black woman for her entire career. The school says she will not be teaching her classes this coming semester. Check out more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision.
Although Coach Master is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Blow up numbers with this coronavirus and Memorial Day and 4th of July. Let's be careful. This hour we're going to be joined by Geraldo, who's celebrating a big weekend, a chance to see Geraldo's career in black and white and in color. He is going to be on Fox Nation, a special there. And Jesse Waters is back in the studio. And he is, of course, this one of the stars of the five. He's got the Jesse Waters Show over the weekend. We're going to talk about all that. Some good economic numbers are in. Unemployment dropped to 8.4%. Normally horrific, but since March, it's the best number. Added 1.4 million jobs. We still lost 11 million. We have a long way to go. Hospitality business has been slammed. When you talk about transportation being killed, restaurants being destroyed. They say that 60% of restaurants aren't coming back. Wow. And, of course, hotels and planes. Let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
Pfizer, great company, announced that it expects to have the results of its vaccine trials in a matter of weeks, very shortly. But it really might even be delivered before the end of October. How do you like that? Wouldn't that be nice?
That would be great, as well as Johnson & Johnson making some big gains, too. The coronavirus zeroing in on a vaccine, that's good news. Meanwhile, Nancy Pelosi tries to put out and shake her salon scandal. I'm not having it. The president's not having it. And the salon owner's not having it, tearing into her like she tore up his State of the Union address.
Number two.
I want to speak directly to the president. Mr. President, if you persist in trying to deny the funding that's keeping New York City going in the middle of this crisis, we will see you in court. And once again, we will beat you in court.
Right. Taking action. The president is tired of watching liberal cities abused and threatened to take their money. As New York among the targets threatening to take the White House to court, I got a better idea. How about cracking down and backing the blue as an ugly incident surfaces in Rochester, New York, and Portland chases away their very liberal mayor? What is it going to take to bring our cities under control?
Number one.
So he hasn't answered questions in, 2 months or something. And yesterday, he took a couple, and they were setups like I've never seen.
There's a lot of folks who thought that, the president's made great strides with this law and order strides here. He hasn't. Not at all.
So bizarre. So bizarre. On the trail, Biden and Trump exchange verbal shots and accusations as both hit key battleground states, which, according to polls, many are too close to call. Does that sound familiar? We'll review it and talk about what candidates are doing today. With that, let's bring in Geraldo Rivera. He plays the role of Geraldo Rivera every single day. And the Geraldo Show is going to be on Fox Nation, right, Geraldo?
That's right. The fourth installment of I Am Geraldo 50 Years is, I guess, gets posted today. And then I've got the special on the channel Sunday night at 10.
So how do you feel about seeing all this stuff, going through it again with Craig and deciding what's in and out of your own life?
What a great question. I haven't had any part in the editing. Craig's done the whole thing. But I watched it with Erica, my wife, and to go back, the stuff in the 70s and the long hair and, you know, the stories that we were doing, how it's just, I think the thing about 50 years in public is you're in plain view for the whole arc of your life, basically. It's my whole adult life. And the world, you think about all the things that happened in the world, there was no internet when I started, no cell phones, no social media. We took 2 tons of equipment to Afghanistan. Nowadays, you take an iPhone. The world has changed so much. And the fact that, I'm still around survival is the greatest revenge. I've outlived like 20 generations of TV critics, Brian.
I know. And the other thing, before we get to the news, just how important, when did you realize that you wanted to be known and be famous? Because you're at Maritime, you go to the University of Arizona, you're a lawyer. There's no sense. It's not like you were in and around Los Angeles and you were going to auditions as a kid and got that thirst for fame and fortune. When did the public persona begin to matter to you?
It's such an interesting question. I haven't thought about it in a long time, because I had no plans on being in the news business at all. I was a well-known activist attorney representing groups that were, not unlike Black Lives Matter, at least in its most benign incarnation. And it was the middle of the anti-war demonstrations and the civil rights demonstrations, and someone came to me and said, "Hey, kid, you want to be on television?" And it was something I never really considered. Then they sent me to Columbia for a crash course, and then I went. I was the first reporter I ever saw working on television was me. So I learned
really?
On the fly, and I think that the reason I have my style was so different is that I didn't come up the traditional way, and I started in the biggest market in the world, New York City. So it was quite something. Can I just say the president called me just before. Just after I got on the off the air on Fox and Friends, the president called to congratulate me. And he makes an appearance in the special on Sunday night also.
Wow. So what did he say?
He said a lot of things. I can give you some quotes because he made some news, I think. He said, he really is so hurt about that whole, the visit to the military cemetery in France and the fact that he called that trip off. He said, here, I'll read what he said. Honored President Trump just called to congratulate my 50th TV anniversary. Aside from warm words, he expressed frustration, even anguish over, quote, the phony story in, quote, failing far-left magazine Atlantic, alleging he called dead GIs losers. And he insists, as does every other person on that trip, that it was harsh weather that thwarted his planned visit, not some this whole thing about losers is just so infuriating. He would never, ever say something like that.
And he was at – they also go on to say that he was visiting Section 60 with General Kelly to visit his son's grave at Arlington. And he said, what did they get out of it? And people are taking that as, why did they do it? Why would they do it? What did they get out of it? In a way, I would take that as it's a salute. They gave for their country. What did they get out of it?
That's exactly how I would get it, take it. And I really, we should call on General John Kelly, who is an honorable man, to set the record straight and say in no uncertain terms what you just said, because I think that's the truth, Brian.
All right. He is honorable, unless, of course, he deals with the press with the president. Then all of a sudden, everyone had a huge problem with General Kelly. But what do you think about the report that I read that Anderson Cooper is putting together, Gary Cohn, General Kelly, and General Mattis, former Trump staffers, to do a town hall on what a bad person I imagine Donald Trump is?
I always liked Anderson Cooper. I remember coming home from Afghanistan, and he being on one of the planes and chatting with him, how he started and how people were so critical of him, and he had people all over him criticizing his personal style and everything. And I always liked him, and I supported him. But there is no doubt in my mind, Brian, and I'd say this, and Anderson, if you're listening, something happened to you, beginning with that whole Russia hoax. You have been one of the main cheerleaders trying to drag down President Trump with a phony story, a hoax story, that you promoted Anderson in a way that was shockingly enthusiastic, only to come up with nothing. I mean, you accused the President of the United States essentially of being a traitor to the country, of being a tool in the hands of Vladimir Putin. I think that it's time, Anderson, that you recognize that what you're doing with this town hall as another example is not journalism. Don't pretend to be a reporter. You're an advocate. You're a far liberal commentator. And, it colors everything you do and everything you say. That's
wow.
What I say.
Understood. And I noticed the same thing. That's not a news show. Either is Wolf Blitzer's a news show. They pretend to be news shows. That's like Sean saying that he's going to do Brett's show. It's not going to work. People are there, but don't pretend to do Brett's show.
Don't pretend to be one thing when you're not.
So let's talk about what's going on in New York. Governor Cuomo, in a temper tantrum, calls out the president, and then the president fires back about the coronavirus. You should have protected us. You should have done this, and you can't walk down New York. You better bring an army. I got news for you, and Geraldo, maybe you'll back me up in this, maybe you won't. The men and women in blue will actually escort this president through the streets. I am not too sure they do the same thing for the governor, and certainly not the mayor. I thought that was a temper tantrum, and the president fired back yesterday, cut 26.
We have a governor in New York who's 36,000 people died, 11,000 people in nursing home because he made a mistake. He made a horrible mistake. And I built him a convention center with 2,800 beds that they didn't use it. And I sent up a ship, a great hospital ship, a massive hospital with hundreds and hundreds of rooms, and they didn't use it. And he requested it. And then I said, you're not using it. Why aren't you using it? He could have put those people in the convention center, in the hospital ship. What a shame.
So, I mean, two guys from New York duking it out. One went to the other one's wedding. I mean, what's going on here?
You know, I've always admired the Cuomo family. Mario Cuomo, like Andrew, a three-time governor of New York, was one of my most frequent guests on Rivera Live, my old CNBC show. So I honor them and Matilda, the mom. At a superficial level, this is two tough guys from Queens calling each other out. My Johnson's bigger than yours, you know. But I think that what you forget and what people tend to forget is we're talking about the president of the United States. Like Bill de Blasio allowed Black Lives Matter to paint in front of the Trump building Black Lives Matter. It was an affront, an insult, and in your face. They knew exactly what they were doing with that that spiteful deed. Andrew Cuomo with this, you need an army to walk down the streets. I think you're exactly right, Brian. He got it totaled backwards. He got it backwards. I think with that nursing home and Genestine, God bless her, it was her in-laws who both perished in the nursing homes there, and 11,000 others just like them. I think that the glow is off the Andrew Cuomo rose there. He did the best job he could possibly do, but he made a horrible error in allowing infected people to go back into those nursing homes. That's a mistake that he has to live with. And all the bluster and all of the insulting Trump, and it's all about Trump, is a deflection from what history will say was a tragic mistake. Maybe, I think it's probably true that many other governors did similar errors with the best intentions, but it's something that they have to live with. And this calling out, I mean, where the hell is the respect for the commander-in-chief? I mean, I understand politics. I understand how dirty it gets. I've been around a long time, 50 years. But at a certain point, it's like going after, just pick a leader of anything, and the head of the church, or the head of NATO, or the head of whatever it is. You got to show deference. The United Nations, World Health Organization. You got to show deference to people who have. I've known Donald Trump since 1977. I never call him anything other than Mr. President.
Lastly,
Mr. President. No, Mr. President.
I'm going to surprise you with this. NBA, you know what they're doing. You know Doc Rivers' statements. You know what's going on every single night. You know they use their post-game press conferences to talk about race. Their ratings are down 20%, and a poll finds that 38% of their fans are not watching because the NBA has become too political. And the playoff ratings are slipping as well, even more. So in a time in which things should be heating up as the bigger names and the better teams are playing, the ratings aren't. What do you take away from that, Geraldo?
Well, first of all, I think Doc Rivers is a very sincere person. I think LeBron James is also. And I understand that they want to use their visibility and their positions to do good for people that they care about. I totally get that. But the politicization of professional sports is throwing an in-your-face, divisive, partisan
100%
issue into 100%. What should be a universal, we're all in this together. If they want to do whatever they want to do in the off season, or I don't care, whatever, they have to understand that when people go to a basketball game or a football game or a baseball game, they're going for the sports. If you want to take a knee, I think that's really disrespectful in my own view and a distraction in my own view. But it's, you know, then the game goes on. But to make it so much a part of the game, where Black Lives Matter jerseys and social justice slogans and all the rest of it, I mean, to be they are lecturing us. They're lecturing everybody who's watching, so they cannot be surprised when some people just opt out. However they love the game, they don't want to be lectured to by people that disagree with them on the fundamental issues and politics. It's just, I think it's suicide for the NBA and the NFL.
And the NFL should learn from it.
And the MLB. The NFL better watch what's happening to the NBA. If you want it to be one of those specialty sports where a narrow slice of society is engaged and some people watch their eyes closed at certain points or they pinch in their nose.
Right.
I mean, you're going to diminish, and you're also going to diminish your ability to reach out with your message if you keep jamming it down people's throats. That's
absolutely. And that only comes from 50 years of experience. Geraldo, I've got to watch on Fox Nation, watch the latest part. And always great to have you on. Thanks so much, Geraldo.
Thanks, Brian. Okay,
all right. Back in a moment with your calls, 1-866-408-7669. Moving through this Friday edition of the Brian Kilmeade Show. Don't move.
Getting past all the rhetoric, it's Brian Kilmeade.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the markets returning to pre-coronavirus levels, unemployment rates shifting, and the upcoming election, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text money to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text the word money to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text money to 411-411 so you can grow your capital now with Vantage Point. Don't wait. Text money to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Indeed knows a lot of small businesses took a hit recently and are busy trying to figure out plans for the future. So if you're hiring, it means finding the right people is more critical than ever before. Indeed will help you find the quality candidates you need while only paying for what you need. Claim your $75 credit to get more quality candidates fast when you post your first job at Indeed.com/high impact. That's Indeed.com/high impact. Terms and conditions apply.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
This is Fox on Justice. Imagine the city of Denver without a police department. That idea came up for a vote Monday night in the city council, a bill to approve a voter referendum on whether to get rid of the police and replace them with a peace force. The concept getting serious consideration in many cities in the weeks since the killing of George Floyd.
Violence is woven into the fabric of our police uniforms.
In Denver, members of the public largely in favor.
We need accountability.
But council members, while supporting the idea of police reform, would not go there.
It's just irresponsible.
Some saying they weren't given a chance to study the bill.
But I cannot support a last-minute, ill-conceived, and legally questionable proposal.
The bill was defeated 11-1. Only the sponsor, Councilmember Candy Sitabaka, voting yes.
It's going to be on a ballot either in November or after, with or without us.
With Fox on Justice, Hank Weinblum, Fox News.
I'm Ash.
especially to working with a Fox celebrity profile with Trey Byers. Byers co-wrote, produced, and stars in The 24th, based on the true story of the 1917 Houston riot, a deadly riot when an all-black U.S. infantry regiment rioted in response to police brutality. Byers spoke about the importance of bringing this history to the screen.
I believe if we don't learn what happened in the past, we are doomed to repeat it.
The 24th is Byers' first project after 5 years on Empire, and he says film has always been his passion.
I feel like everything that I've been doing, whether it's going to school, more extra work, finally getting into television, doing films, and now being a lead in this film, it just feels like the playground is wide open.
Byers says he took a lot from his time on Empire and getting to work with his co-stars.
I mean, there's so many people that came, you know, through those doors and so many opportunities to learn and grow.
And while the show concluded in April, Taraji P. Henson has an announced Cookie Lion spinoff.
She worked so hard in Empire, and let's just be honest, the reason people watch the show.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1993.
Our democracy must be not only the envy of the world, but the engine of our own renewal. There is nothing wrong with America that cannot be cured by what is right with America.
At 12:18 this afternoon, we got a call for a report of explosion in the basement of 3 World Trade Center.
I was blown across the room. Everything went black. It felt like a tomb. Then the lights came on, safety lights, so we ran out just trying to find a way out.
It took like 2 hours to get down. People were passing out, and it was horrible.
Ladies and gentlemen, the time for peace has come.
On July 2nd, 1991, I had sexual relations with Amy Fisher at the Freeport Hotel.
News as it happened then, news as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
He'll make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
There's a lot of folks who thought that, well, the president's made great strides with his law and order strides here. That boy, after his convention, he really, really made inroads. He hasn't. Not at all.
That is Joe Biden, unscripted. That's why it benefits Donald Trump the more he speaks. He goes out there, bored people to death in a church, talked inappropriately, and then a little bit later on was saying he read the audience that they were starting to lose interest in what he was saying. Plus, he is all over the place, and when he makes some of his most salient, impactful points with his back to the camera and the audience, he's done this 47 years and still doesn't know how to do it. Amazing to me. But what's the other one, Eric, where he comes out and talks about shoot me? He goes, oh, you'll shoot me if I go on too long. Do you know which one that is?
The generic point I'm making is there's so much we can do. So much we can do. And we can do it just by eliminating the tax cut for the top one-tenth of 1%, which is $1.35 trillion. It's done nothing to help anybody. I'm not going to punish anybody, but everybody should pay a fair share.
Exactly. Those corporations that
hire thousands. Won't now because they'll shoot me.
Yeah.
But here.
Yeah, it's great. They don't do anything except hire tens of thousands of people, give them benefits and vacations, and allow them to use that money to go on vacation and do other things with it, like buy houses. But they've done nothing for it. And by the way, if you ever want someone not to pay attention to what you're about to say, preface it with just to say something generically. That's like saying just to say something unimportant that you can figure out yourself. 1-866-408-7669. When we come back, Jesse Waters joins us. We talk about what's happening on his shows, multiple shows, as well as what's happening in the news, the battle between these and these two and the growing controversy with this Atlantic magazine story. We got another wave of reaction.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. In these ever-changing times, you can rely on Fox News for hourly updates for the very latest news and information on your time. Listen and download now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
The summer may be coming to an end, but it's still a perfect time to give the Fox News fan in your life the greatest gift of all, exclusive Fox News gear. Go to shop.foxnews.com and use code Labor Day at checkout for 15% off on your first order now through September 7th. Fox News hats, t-shirts, mugs, jackets, the official Democracy 2020 election collection, and so much more. That's shop.foxnews.com. And be sure to use code Labor Day at checkout for 15% on your first order now through September 7th. Celebrate Labor Day with Fox News Channel. The Fox News Rundown is a weekday morning podcast that dives deep into the major and controversial stories of the day, hosted by the anchors of Fox News Radio. Subscribe now to hear a perspective of news you won't find anywhere else. Listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network, download Perino and Steierwald. I'll tell you what.
Right now, we are in the very heart of the point of lightly attached partisans are now receiving. The bat signals are up. It's the home stretch. It's time to come home and remember the good times. Remember what you love about the party and remember why you hate those other guys. So that's why there are convention bounces.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. America's listening to Fox News.
We're a nation founded on principles, on freedom.
With leaders who've changed the course of human civilization.
When we take part in democracy,
we control our destiny.
We exercise our rights and hold our leaders accountable.
And we always speak our mind.
We may be separated by issues,
but we're united by a common truth.
America's ultimate power lies in her people.
Democracy 2020. It's in your hands. Fox News. America is watching. From the Fox News Podcasts Network. In these ever-changing times, you can rely on Fox News for hourly updates for the very latest news and information on your time. Listen and download now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. The summer may be coming to an end, but it's still a perfect time to get the Fox News fan in your life the greatest gift of all, exclusive Fox News gear. Go to shop.foxnews.com and use code Labor Day at checkout for 15% off on your first order now through September 7th. Fox News hats, t-shirts, mugs, jackets, the official Democracy 2020 election collection, and so much more. That's shop.foxnews.com. And be sure to use code Labor Day at checkout for 15% on your first order now through September 7th. Celebrate Labor Day with Fox News Channel. The Fox News Rundown is a weekday morning podcast that dives deep into the major and controversial stories of the day, hosted by the anchors of Fox News Radio. Subscribe now to hear a perspective of news you won't find anywhere else. Listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
American playwright Tennessee Williams, who grew up in the Deep South, died in 1983. He won the Pulitzer Prize for drama for A Streetcar Named Desire in 1948 and Cat on a Hot Tin Roof in 1955. Here, Tennessee Williams explains where he gets the inspiration for his character development.
I've always been more interested in my own kind of people, you know, people that have problems, people that have to fight for their reason, you know, the people that to whom, you know, the impact of life and experience from day to day, night to night is difficult, and people who come close to cracking and all that. That's my world. Those are my people, and I must write about the people I know.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. Has this happened to you? You're at a restaurant or getting your hair done. When it comes time to pay up, you discover a COVID-19 surcharge. Many establishments have tacked on the fee to cover the cost of extra cleaning or protective gear, or sometimes to recoup from the losses of an earlier shutdown. FinanceBuzz.com did a consumer survey about this.
38% of our respondents weren't told about a surcharge until after they made a purchase or made a reservation.
Ali Russo with FinanceBuzz.com says it's the surprise fee that bothers people.
Maybe a lack of communication or being transparent from the business owner perspective.
She says that 20% of people say they're okay with paying the surcharge, but they were outnumbered.
34% of our respondents thought that it was never fair to charge a COVID-19 surcharge.
47% say it depends on the circumstances. Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
information you want, truth you demand. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
I take responsibility for trusting the word of a neighborhood salon that I've been to over the years many times, and that when they said what we're able to accommodate people one person at a time, and that we can set up that time, I trusted that. As it turns out, it was a setup. So I take responsibility for falling for a setup.
Fantastic. Nancy Pelosi fell for the salon setup, and she takes responsibility for wanting to get her hair done and falling prey to those people who set her up to break her own rules. Joining us now, Jesse Waters, who was never set up, takes responsibility for all his actions and cannot relate at all to this weasel way in which Nancy Pelosi is acting. Want to expand on that, Jesse?
Yeah, after Pelosi got her hair blown out, she stopped to play some three-card Monty on the corner of the street of San Francisco. I mean, what a rube. She's getting set up by a salon owner. Imagine what the Russians and the Chinese are capable of. I don't know, man. You don't want to really train the full force of the mainstream media against a struggling small business owner in the middle of a pandemic. I think they're trying to sue this poor woman, and not because she set her up, but probably because she just went on Tucker.
Well, listen, I thought Trump had a great response. Listen.
I watched Nancy Pelosi. You must wear your mask. You have to wear your mask. And we're going to keep every beauty salon closed in California and all over the country. And then I see a picture. I say, Nancy Pelosi, well, where's her mask? As soon as I heard, she said, well, she set me up. Nancy, you're not supposed to get set up. You're representing our country. You know what she should have done, honestly? She should have said, I made a mistake. Sorry. And nobody would be talking about it.
Instead, he says, I want to hire her as the president. Erica Kiosk comes out and says, I see how hard the president fights for America. He inspired me. I never expected all this, but the house I am focused on right now is my house with my two little girls with social distancing. But I appreciate the sentiment that she should take over the house. But she also said she's getting a ton of death threats in San Francisco. You know that, Jesse.
Yeah, I went to San Francisco and I got death threats, so I can definitely understand. Right. You know, in all seriousness, though, Brian, she kind of busts the myth that COVID-19 is going to kill you if you go vote. You know, they're saying it's too dangerous to vote. Well, she just walked into an indoor area without a mask. She doesn't seem that concerned about it. I mean, if you can't reopen schools safely, they keep on claiming that's what's happening with the president. But she just strolls inside with no mask. And now that, you know, she has all these rules and regulations, but Democratic politicians don't follow. This is a big gift for the Republicans because it makes everything that they've been saying about the danger of COVID-19 look petty. And I agree. I mean, Nancy's like the rest of us. It's the end of the summer. You know, we're a little tired of wearing the mask. We're not living in fear like we were in March and April. Sometimes the mask slips below our mouth. You know, maybe we might break a regulation here or there. We're all kind of getting sick of it, Brian. And Nancy's just like the rest of us. You know, those like magazines like Us Weekly when they say celebrities, they're just like us, and they show them shopping. It's the same thing. No mask, scrolling in, getting a sneak haircut. Her hair looks good, though. I got to give her credit.
Which led Devin Nunes on his Fox and Friends to say this.
So this is a real scandal. This is what I would call salon gate. If you notice, if you go back for all these 6 months, I've been with her a few times. Her hair is perfect. So I'm not exactly sure how she was getting her hair done, but for sure she was getting her hair done.
So this is bigger than just one time I was duped. I'm sure there might be other footage.
We need a special counsel to look into this.
Absolutely.
Obviously, we need to know where she was at all times throughout the pandemic, because her hair, I got to say, you know, if one of the most powerful politicians in the United States of America, in the world, and you're going on TV all the time in front of the cameras, you got to look good. And women's hair needs a lot more care than men's hair. Let's put it that way.
So you
Especially yours. You don't even do anything to yours, do you?
I have a team of people who are violating on a daily basis.
You have an entourage.
Yeah, right after they get rid of after they work with Mayor Lightfoot over in Illinois, because she also said that she needed to look good for her people. That's why
for
she needed a haircut.
Listen, as world-class celebrities that have hair and makeup teams that follow us everywhere we go, Brian, we can sympathize with Nancy. Every hair has to be perfect. I know Ducey, if one hair gets out of place, there's like a war machine that comes on set and tries to fix it.
We have to run a repeat. If his hair doesn't look good, they go, just run yesterday's show. That's all they need. The Five isn't live, right? You guys take weeks ahead of time.
No, yeah. We're, right now, we're covering the impeachment.
Don't tell me how it ends.
Yeah, I'm not giving it away. But you're going to be really surprised.
So this Atlantic story is getting under the president's skin big time. Geraldo was just on with us. He said the president called to congratulate him on 50 years on television, and he said it's really bothering him. He said, I never said any of these things, and people are just tuning in. It was a 2018 trip to France to commemorate the end of World War One, and they were going to go to a battlefield. The president was supposed to chopper there, and when he said this, it was too hazy, he didn't go. General Kelly and General Dunford did. It took 90 minutes by car, at which time the president said, well, who are those guys? Why were they fighting? And were they all suckers and losers for dying during the war? And he's like, I would never say that in a million years. But the Atlantic said they have unnamed sources. By the way, if you do, if you have a big story in 2018, wait till 2020 to publish it, number one. Where do you think this is going, Jesse? We've seen so many scandals. We've talked about it together. Where do you think this is?
This could be a little bit of an October surprise in September. What I hate about the story, Brian, is that I have no idea. It's from years ago.
Yeah.
It's anonymous sources. The timing is extremely suspicious. Did he say something maybe kind of like that? Maybe. Did they make it up out of thin air? Maybe. Honestly, there's no way to verify it because, you know, these same four anonymous sources were the same sources that were saying that Trump was colluding with the Russians, and he wasn't.
Right.
So you just can't trust the media anymore with these stories. And it looks like right as the president is tightening things up in the battlegrounds, they're just trying to chip away at his support with the military and uncork this kind of mini anonymous sourced scandal on a Thursday night, on a Friday, going into the weekend to talk about it on the Sunday shows. It's highly suspicious. Maybe he's joking about something. They took him out of context. I just don't know, and we'll never know because people are too cowardly to come forward and put their name next to it.
Well, I just think if General Kelly obviously has an axe to grind with the president, and I would not doubt if the president is too blunt that he does come out and does verify the story if, in fact, it did happen. But Kelly also reported to have said to someone there, Zach Fuentes, who used to be his assistant, when they asked him, is it a big deal if I miss? General Kelly said, it's not a big deal if you miss. And he and Dunford hopped in a car. That's the reporting that Fox is doing now. The other thing that...
Yeah, and if you read the John Bolton book, which I did, it's actually not a bad book. It's got a lot of good details. He disagrees with the way this is being portrayed right now in terms of flying out there in the rain, says it was a security issue, said it was really bad weather, said the president wanted to go, said it was going to take an hour and a half and cause all sorts of drama. They couldn't make it happen logistically, and they didn't go. And he didn't give credence to any of this stuff about getting my hair wet or any of that crap. So, you know, Bolton, obviously not afraid to say what he feels about the president, did not put that in his book the way it's being characterized right now.
Well, good job. I did not know that you read John Bolton's book. Is anyone else aware of this?
Are you surprised? I think you're surprised I read.
A little bit. I mean, I know you read the prompter that Greg writes all that stuff for you before the show. But, I mean, how shocked are you that your ratings are this big? I mean, you always expect success. Your ratings are destroying all competition. At a time that years ago, you wouldn't remember, Jesse, you were in high school, but years ago they said at 5 o'clock no one's watching the news. It doesn't really – it's impossible to have success there. And your numbers are through the roof.
I'm very grateful. It's a great show. It's a weird hour that people tune in at that level, but I think it speaks to the chemistry we have as a crew and the producers. You got to thank the producers. You know better than I do. It's all the producers behind the scenes giving us a great rundown to chew on, and we've had great topics. Thank you, President Trump, for impeachment. All this crazy stuff with the election and the rioting. The guy continues to deliver content, and so does the country with these crazy people out on the streets. And there's always something to talk about.
All right, a couple of things. The president has an interesting take on mail-in voting. I'm reading between the lines. He seems to be against it. I have a source.
Don't go out on a limb.
Right. Listen. Can we just first say this? There's a difference between absentee voting and mailing everybody a ballot. There's a difference.
What am I, Juan? You have to explain that to me.
Yes, because we have to. It seems like the smartest, like Wolf Blitzer, I'm watching with the attorney general on CNN, and he's saying we do mail-in ballots forever. Other states do it. Don't we know the issue? We're not changing on a dime. New Jersey and Nevada have decided to do it overnight. Most of those people are dead or moved. You move every 2 years on average in America. So having said that, the president's getting worried about people going to show up in person and someone else had filled out their ballot. So the president in his own unique way said this, cut six.
On your ballots, if you get the unsolicited ballots, send it in and then go make sure it counted. And if it doesn't tabulate, you vote. You just vote. And then if they tabulate it very late, which they shouldn't be doing, they'll see you voted and so it won't count. So send it in early and then go and vote.
Every member of the press passed out. And they said, you're telling people to vote twice.
My assistant, Johnny, his great-grandmother, who's been passed away for a few years, just got a ballot delivered to her. I'm not kidding. These things happen. Here's what they're trying to do, Brian. They know there's no energy for Joe Biden. They know that it's not like you're voting for Barack Obama and people are going to be coming out of the hills, the mountains, and coming up on Election Day overwhelmingly to vote. And a lot of the Democrats, this is a study, are misinformed about the risks posed to COVID-19 with regards to age. So they're all scared to death anyway, and they're not excited about Joe. So they're going to stay home. It's going to be a low turnout election. Trump does better in low turnout elections. Republicans usually do, and especially Trump's base is three times as fired up. So they're trying to flood all of the rolls with these ballots, and then they have a bunch of potential Biden votes out there once they have a bunch of these ballots floating around. You can harvest them, you can coerce people, whatever. They send them in, and what they're going to do is they're going to sue. When Trump wins on election night, Biden will not concede because Hillary told him not to concede.
Right.
And then they will sue to prolong the counting deadline. And they'll keep pushing the deadline back, pushing it back, pushing it back. And they will say Trump is trying to stop the vote. Trump is trying to not count every vote. And eventually the rules are going to kick in, and they're going to say there's a deadline here, and it's going to be a hard deadline. And that gives them the opportunity to say Trump is illegitimate, Trump stole the election, Trump is not the true president, let's riot on the street again. And he's going to stay in office no matter what the results of the election are. They're already preparing the ground for this, and you can see it coming a mile away.
There is, and that's why they keep saying the same story. They're going to need the military to remove the president.
Right.
The military is going to be needed. Wait a second. Where did this come from? Don't concede. You just mentioned Hillary. So, Jesse, have you begun to formulate the Jesse Waters show this weekend?
I'm actually formulating it right now.
Okay.
I'm writing Waters' words. I'm using a lot of pictures. And we're going to have a fun show. We have Trey Gowdy. We have Huckabee. We'll talk about Biden. We'll talk about Antifa. I have an Antifa supporter who's running for mayor in Portland.
Are you talking to her?
Yes, she will be on Waters World one-on-one.
Fantastic.
And then we will have Nancy Grace. There was a big child sex trafficking bust down in Georgia.
Perfect.
Huge network that she's going to discuss what's going on there. And then we have Peter Schweitzer. There's some new information about Hunter. Where's Hunter? Still taking money from the Chinese. So he's going to explore that. And Waters World, 8 o'clock, repeats at 11.
Wow. And you're going to do the same one in the repeat? Or if you have so much information, you might have to do a fresh show at 11.
Do I have to?
Yes. I think you might
have to. Do two shows? Even if I do two shows, it's not as much airtime as you're getting, Brian.
Right, because I'm much more insecure. You only need an hour. You need an hour. I need three. I need six.
I know. That ego needs constant care.
But the good news is Jesse's back in studio with Brian Kilmeade, so we're back at 12:11.
Where are you? Why am I not? I wish I was in studio with you. Do I need to get tested to see you? Are you like the president?
This is not me and the Brian Kilmeade Show staff. I don't know all their names. It is just a huge staff. I just know, hey, could you hand me this? That's what I usually do.
Right, and don't look me in the eye.
I asked them not to, but I don't want it to be a scandal, so I don't actually say that. I kind
of
just.
You're the Ellen of
them.
Fox News.
That is the reputation. That's going to be Mediaite.
That's
fantastic. So, Jesse, we're going to watch your show, and little by little, we're going to get the people back in studio, and then soon we're going to be able to eat indoors, and life will be good again.
All right. I'm waiting for it. Thanks, Brian.
All right, Jesse Waters, thanks. 1-866-408-7669. We're going to come back with all the calls. Man, I see you from New York to Maryland to Queens, which is also New York, West Virginia, Wisconsin. I'll get to all of them when we come back.
Educating, entertaining, enlightening. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language like French, Spanish, or Russian, but thought it would be too difficult and time-consuming? Then go to Babbel.com and try it for free. Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday practical conversations that you will actually use. In 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel uses a modern conversation-based technique that makes language engaging, fun, and memorable. It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then, sentences gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations about real-life topics. Babbel is created by language experts who use the spaced repetition method to help you learn quickly and remember what you learned. With Babbel, you can speak a new language. Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com, Babbel.com.
Hiring the best people can transform your business and help take it to another level. Indeed can certainly help you find those talented people. We have nearly 3/4 of all job seekers in the U.S., according to ComScore, and smart tools to help you find the best candidate for you. Indeed also provides flexibility to only pay for what you need and won't lock you into any long-term contracts. Claim your $75 credit to get more quality candidates fast when you post your first job at Indeed.com/high impact. That's Indeed.com/high impact. Terms and conditions apply.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Stay on top of the latest news and information from Fox News. Listen and download the Fox News Hourly Update on your time. The trending stories you need anytime you want it. Listen and download now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. The summer may be coming to an end, but it's still a perfect time to get the Fox News fan in your life the greatest gift of all. Exclusive Fox News gear. Go to shop.foxnews.com and use code Labor Day at checkout for 15% off on your first order now through September 7th. Fox News hats, t-shirts, mugs, jackets, the official Democracy 2020 election collection, and so much more. That's shop.foxnews.com. And be sure to use code Labor Day at checkout for 15% on your first order now through September 7th. Celebrate Labor Day with Fox News Channel. The Fox News Rundown is a weekday morning podcast that dives deep into the major and controversial stories of the day. Hosted by the anchors of Fox News Radio. Subscribe now to hear a perspective of news you won't find anywhere else. Listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. from the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast.
So if the country is a center or center-right country, racing to the edges is a recipe for what we have right now, which is division. And, of course, we are told the Senate is where the adults are. Of the 50 states, 9, by my count, have both a Republican and a Democrat senator. 9.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com. America's listening to Fox News.
We're a nation founded on principles, on freedom.
With leaders who've changed the course of human civilization.
When we take part in democracy,
we control our destiny.
We exercise our rights and hold our leaders accountable.
And we always speak our mind.
We may be separated by issues,
but we're united by a common truth.
America's ultimate power lies in her people.
Democracy 2020, it's in your hands. Fox News, America is watching.
To your ears, it's Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, let's go to Ann, listening on WABC in New Jersey. Hey, Ann.
Hey, Brian. Thank you so much for taking my phone call.
No problem. You want to talk about Pelosi's haircut?
Yes, her wonderful haircut. Look, even if it was a setup, and I know it wasn't, she still was not wearing a mask.
Thank you.
So what did the salon owner do? Rip her mask off of her face and say, I'm setting you up. She was still not wearing a mask, Brian.
And also, she was indoors getting a haircut while everybody in California has to sit outside, and small business has been on hold for 6 months. And she is
exactly.
And you heard Devin Nunes. It's not her first haircut. The woman looks immaculate every day, like she's going to the prom. Thanks so much for the call. I appreciate it. Let's go out to Queens. Adam, WABC. Adam, what's on your mind?
Hey, Brian. Good morning. Just wanted to talk about Rochester, New York, and lovely Warren, their mayor, as well as Police Commissioner LaRon Singletary. Let's call them out for their incompetence. Daniel Prude, the deceased 41-year-old man who was called in for running around naked while being high on PCP in the March 23rd winter weather of freezing Rochester. For those national people here, that's right next to Canada here in New York, nowhere near downstate Queens. Point is that while this guy's quote on a caused excited delirium from the PCP intoxication, and when the cops get there, he's spitting. 7 days later, Brian, on March 30th, the man is unplugged from life support.
I hear you, Adam. There's a lot of controversy there. The officers are suspended.
Texting enrolls you into recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply. Men over 40, is your body feeling soft and not as lean? Are you losing your energy, drive, or even your passion? If so, you could be feeling the loss of growth hormone. The reality is, as early as 25, your natural production of GH begins to significantly slow down, which means you start slowing down. Well, listen to this. New GH Boost from Nugenix is the world's first and only non-prescription supplement that safely supercharges your body's GH production at night when it naturally occurs. Clinical studies show the ingredients in GH Boost can increase your body's own GH levels more than 100% in just the first 90 minutes. And right now, Nugenix is letting every man in America try a complimentary two-week sample by texting FIXER to 321-321 now. Get GH Boost and get your swagger back at the gym and in the bedroom. It's killing it at GNC. But you can only get your sample by texting FIXER to 321-321. That's FIXER to 321-321. Text FIXER to 321-321.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
On March 5th, 1946, Sir Winston Churchill gave his famous Iron Curtain speech at Westminster College in Missouri. The speech was deemed by many to mark the onset of the Cold War.
From Stettin in the Baltic to Trieste in the Adriatic, an iron curtain has descended across the continent. Behind that line lie all the capitals of the ancient states of Central and Eastern Europe. All these famous cities and the populations around them lie in what I must call the Soviet sphere. And all our subjects, in one form or another, not only to Soviet influence, but to a very high and in some cases increasing measure of control from Moscow. This is certainly not the liberated Europe we fought to build up.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.